Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Whoa. The song's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like Ozzy. Dun, 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 dun.
What's poppin'? It's the Wednesday show. Oh man, we are working our way to the big day. Only 7 days till Christmas. And I was checking us this morning on the comedy charts. We were 114th, which is okay. But man, I gotta tell you, there was like 4 days in a row where
our downloads.
Everyone
hates us all of a sudden.
But they're picking up.
We'll be fine.
I think it's a weird holiday thing.
They're out shopping, Drew.
Yeah, no one listens to anything when they go shopping.
They're in and out of the car.
Just weird when you have 161,000 on Monday, and then Tuesday's at like 98,000 3 days later. But now it's at 106,000, so I don't think people are turning on the show. Not yet.
I'll be fine.
December's a weird month. It's always been a little down. But for those of you still here, why am I blaming you for this? We've got a... This day really got screwed up, I just have to say. I had a phone call not too long, a couple hours before the show, and I'm like, oh, that's Phoenix area. Oh, that's Joanne, my rental property manager.
Uh-oh.
This can't be good, because she almost never calls. Usually it's email.
Yeah. Maybe she just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, and she doesn't have much time to talk.
That crossed my mind. But I thought, I quickly dismissed it. And of course, she did wish me a Merry Christmas.
Oh, okay.
After telling me that the heating and air conditioning was not functioning. And that
nobody likes your house anyway.
You don't need heating. It's Arizona.
No, you don't. Well, it's getting down to 45 at night now.
That's nothing.
So, well, I figured
come on, your house sucks.
It does. I figured they're fine. Anyway, $6,100.
Oh.
Just out of the clear blue sky, like boom.
And to think you could have just sold it to that one guy who randomly called you.
And
that's a nice place.
$6,100. And I was thinking, well, wait, didn't we just replace that? And she goes, oh, I don't think so. And she's 1993, we replaced it.
Oh, wow. Like,
oh, that's 26 years ago. I thought that was like just a, you know,
not bad.
Five, 6 years ago.
You have a 30-year warranty?
I think it has a 15-year warranty. Anyway, so that sucked.
Well, at least you're fixing your stuff.
That's true. But the next thing I know, I'm on the phone with some guy from this air conditioning company, and he's giving me my credit card. Whatever.
I'll turn the goddamn house down!
Oh, man. And
you didn't try to talk him down?
No, I didn't. I didn't at all.
Why don't you let me handle these things?
I had a choice between the $5,300 model or the $6,100 model, and I was like, well, just get the better one.
I would have said, you know what, give me the $4,800 one.
Here's Drew talking to his tenant.
Stay in the fucking house. I'm not giving it to you, but I'll let you stay there.
It's a tough landlord.
You are tough.
Facebook's brought to you by Grow Green MI, Michigan's largest grow supply. Don't pay $400 an ounce buying your weed from the rec dispensaries. Grow your own with help from Grow Green MI. They've got kits with everything you need to start growing your own green today and a staff of master growers to help guide you. Grow Green MI and M36 in Whitmore Lake are online at growgreenmi.com. So just to kick off, the Hall Financial Hotline is going to be active today. You want to just go ahead and open it up, Brandon?
Power it up.
And it sounds like such an event for essentially acknowledging that we have a telephone. Isn't that kind of funny? It sounds like, wow, look at that thing powering up. Holy smokes.
Whose like, phone is that, goddammit?
It's like your air conditioning in Arizona.
It's on the powering phone. Up.
I got a text from Scott Kunith. Remember Scott?
Oh, yeah. I saw Scott yesterday.
Let me get Scott back here.
How's he doing?
He's good.
Scott, of course, was our sponsor and was in real estate. He's still in real estate, as you'll hear. And he got a good radio job, so he's like, well, I might as well go back in the business while it's existing still on some level.
Great guy.
A good job. I understand. Scott's, he's 50 or so. Anyway, he texted me, hey, just an FYI for Hall, I refinanced my cottage. Shaved off 2.5
Ooh, cottage.
Yeah, true. Shaved 2.5 points in the interest, saving thousands over the life. Nice and easy and quick. That's what Hall Financial does. Drew and Mike. Hall FG. Interest rates are still low. Save yourself some money for the next, 27 years, 19 years, 14 years. Why not? Or your first home, your dream home. Take money out of your home. Do with Hall Financial. Drew and Mike. Hall FG. Or go to the website, click the link, and you can also call them at 248-308-5000. Hall Financial, you won't regret it. NMLS number 1467435.
Do it. Get it done.
Yeah. And the big breaking news, and this is exciting, so much excitement going on at this network. We have Duana Sims on the phone yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
For at least, 50 seconds?
That's a hell of an interview.
She diagnoses as being crazy.
Did Duana tell you that?
I thought she was Duana Sims 110%. I thought we talked about real Duana Sims.
Probably more than I expected.
Now, D. Wiggins. Why is she changing her entire name?
Because she doesn't want to be found.
There's someone looking for her, child that
I just
she
thought
bore.
Of something. Mike Cash is the name-changing gene, right?
Yeah, you're
right. So did she. She passed it on. Maybe it is her son.
That's true. That's a great point.
That's a great name.
And then No Filter breaks news, maybe news, that Jeff Bezos has been talking to the Lions. And the Lions actually came out and denied it today.
Yeah,
it's interesting that they
vehemently.
I'm surprised they would say anything. So I don't know what that means.
Well, they asked them about it.
I know. I guess they have to deny it, right?
And they said exactly what they did say that they've been approached by people to buy it.
But they not him.
They don't
he
seem
said not him.
Well, they didn't say it wasn't specifically him.
Don't they seem not smart enough to lie about something like that?
It was just a lame blanket denial.
And
Eli,
it gave
Eli
them,
does have a pretty credible source that he even confirmed again today that Bezos was here twice to incur in the darkness of night.
Rod Wood said he's met him once and it was like at a party somewhere years ago.
That sounds shady to me.
That's Rod Wood.
Rod doesn't own the team.
Aaron Seguin just said, Stan call today?
Yeah, we should.
Stan
we have other
be,
calls to make, though.
He won't be
very
until
exciting
six.
Other calls.
We do the Hall Financial line. Hall Financial Hotline will be active as somebody got 41 videos sent to him on his doorbell notification, and it was this guy, at 2 o'clock in the morning taking a dump on his porch. And
it
the guy
was bullshit.
Apparently drunk and slipping around and getting it
Have
all over
the
himself.
Video?
I saw some of the videos.
It's pretty funny.
Was it a loose?
Was it a loose stool?
It was
He's
loose.
Slipping around.
It was loose enough.
Loose enough to spread around. Now, the best part is, he has not cleaned it off yet.
No. Well, he's on vacation.
He's preserving the evidence now.
You need a power washer for that.
I talked to him earlier, and I said, well, thank God you had the Ring camera, because you would have gotten home and gone, what is that? Is that mud? Oh, please be mud. Oh, Lord, please be mud.
It would have. Exactly. You have to get just close enough to make sure. Well, that sucks.
It does. It's still on his house.
He's on the docket. Eli was going to come in. We canceled it because I figured by tomorrow, when the people are listening to this, it'll be long into the Fords denying it. And I don't know, just seemed like it was no longer.
It'll be in the cover of darkness.
But they got coverage in Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, they did. It's trending. Bezos is trending.
For that?
For that, yeah.
Cool. On Twitter? Really?
Yeah.
And for this.
There goes our halftime show that we were hoping we'd get. Oh, Bezos cool. and Lauren having sex in the 50-yard line.
Spill it. I'm going to fill you up.
I'm
going
to fill you up.
What?
Look how busy this network is.
I know.
Duana Sims yesterday.
Yeah.
SI Today. LaDuff is always making news.
LaDuff's going to make There's some big news coming.
I know.
And I think it's genius, and I think it's smart, and I love every second of it.
No BS News had another outstanding show talking to Kevin Orr on Friday. So check that out.
Well, since we're talking about them all, ML.
ML?
He's still around.
What's the word?
He's still around.
There's excitement.
Oh, let me check his Twitter.
There's excitement around the Red Shovel Network.
I will just say sooner than later.
There's so many things that we're not talking about that we are talking about.
I know, it sucks. I want to talk about all of it.
You shouldn't have any secrets from me.
So I'll bring this one out just to change the subject. Yesterday I was talking about the presidential polls, which I thought were very interesting. Well, they're always kind of interesting, you know, unless they're just the same. So I get up this morning and I'm looking around at stuff and I'm watching the morning news. And I went on to 538, which I usually do just to see, you know, has anything changed? Because it was just so much the same for a while. And they aggregate all those polls.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And they have the Trump approval at 43.5, which I think is...
I like that.
That might be the highest I've ever seen it on 538.
Really?
I don't ever remember seeing him hit 44 on 538.
Really?
I don't think so. Huh. I mean, I'm sure he did, because I don't check it every day.
What's an actual good number for that?
42%, 38%.
Thank you.
Well, you know
up,
what's...
down, what, up, down.
What's strange is they compare where the current president is versus every other president right. at this day in his administration. And when he was at 41, you know, 0.2 or somewhere on there, I couldn't help noticing he's less than 3 points below Obama at the same time, which seemed... I just couldn't even believe that.
I was going to say... impeachment is helping him.
Yes.
Wrong.
Well, I was going to say about that. When they compared all the presidents, because I think they go back to Eisenhower. They go pretty far back.
Yeah, they do. Ike's at like 75%.
But I wish there was some context as to what was going on in the world, because that so affects a presidential approval rating.
It's
look how high Bush was
after 9/11.
Yeah.
Well, it's still interesting to see where people are.
Sure.
And he's very close to Obama. You would never guess that if you were just watching TV or watching the news or seeing a president be impeached. You would think, well, surely he's well below the last guy who was popular and won 2 terms.
Stop it.
But the fact is they're actually very, very close. The other thing was today there's a new poll that says Trump is leading all the Dems in the national polls.
Whoa.
I've never seen that before. So at the end of this impeachment, is he going to be at 100%? Is that possible? It's just going. I mean, isn't this thing backfiring in the worst possible way?
I guess so. Yeah.
I mean, I guess anything could happen. They've still got their
efforts some other way. They should have done, if they wanted to get rid of the guy, they should have.
And exactly. I'll take any. Let's just pick somebody, please, and let's start this thing.
They should have done something else. Maybe find a good candidate to maybe run against them.
No, I mean, theoretically, aren't they supposed to do what they're doing? If there's a whistleblower, aren't they supposed to do an inquiry?
Yeah.
Well, they could have done many things. It seems like if you read over the years, it's like, well, not yet. I mean, it's like they've been planning to impeach him or trying to impeach him or wanting to impeach him, and they're just waiting for the right moment.
Well, or something that is impeachable in their
tough.
In their opinion.
Well, if it is impeachable, but I think from day one they've known that the Senate wasn't going to impeach him. So the idea is just, well, it'll put a stain on him. It'll embarrass him for the horrible thing he did.
Well, De Niro was on today, yesterday.
Yeah, I read a little bit about it. I saw that
I saw a couple of minutes snippet of it. So he said, you know, he's got to pay the price. He did the crime. He's got to do the time.
Well, I don't know if Robert De Niro is really the best person
to
ask.
Just saying that.
He also said that
Bobby D.
If the Trump children were his children, he would disown them.
He would.
That they're worse than mobsters. There's nothing redeemable about any of them.
Just shut your goddamn pie hole.
Now, why did he really need to go there?
Even young Barron?
I don't love Trump's kids either. DTJ, I wish he would shut up. And he's really the only one that is. And are any other ones really making a lot of noise?
No, it's really Junior.
Ivanka Trump seems like a decent person to me.
Yeah, but why does she have to have a job in the White House?
Yeah. I think she's.
Does she do any? I mean, I haven't heard her name.
Jared do a bunch of stuff.
Jared's in charge of like every commission.
Know, Jared,
he's solving everything.
But I haven't heard.
Why?
What has Ivanka done lately? Or has she even said anything? I mean,
no idea.
okay, I'm just going to go back to the original argument. I don't think I would say that she's someone who should be disowned.
Well, I think they did a broad stroke with that. With that brush. All the kids.
Well, and certainly Baron, I don't think he's done anything.
What? You can't say his name. He's a child.
He's clapped weird.
Don't say his name.
And what about the kid with Marla Maples? What's that kid done?
Oh, no one even knows who she is.
Get away! There's a child!
Tiffany, that's right.
Child.
But anyway, the poll was, you know, Biden was up 13 points 5 weeks ago. Yesterday, I read that poll, which was a day old, and it said that Biden was only up 7 points versus the 13.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Today, USA Today does the same poll. It's probably a few days fresh, and it has Trump leading Biden by 3%, leads Sanders by 5%, Warren by 8%, Bloomberg by 9%, Buttigieg by 10%. And Trump's number, you know, usually it was like Trump's behind, you know, 48-39 or 46-40 or whatever. Trump's number is now 44, generally, 44 to 41 over Biden.
42%, 38%.
43-34 over Bloomberg, 43-33 over Budge, 45-37 over Warren. I mean, it's...
That's right.
It's just weird. Now, it's early. The polls
That's
will change
right.
a lot.
45.
What do you think Joe's going to run with?
Who knows where we'll be Biden?
Who's Joe going to run with? You guys,
I don't think he's going to get the nomination.
You don't think he will?
No, I still don't.
Who's going to get it?
I think it's going to be Warren or Buttigieg.
Warren is getting it.
I don't think
Buttigieg.
But who knows? I mean, so much can change in such a short time. I got to mention our friends at Zot Ford, who are excited to announce a new member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County, Jim Bentley, is ready and willing to take care of all your automotive needs at Zot Ford and Holly.
Hi, Jim.
People are having fun working with Jim. Cars are moving already. Better still, Zot Ford's holiday trifecta has clearly destroyed Brandon's garbage locks of the week. And will continue to do so now through the end of the year. In case you've been living under a rock, here's the lock of the month. 0%. Are those Bentley farts?
Bentley farts, yeah.
Of course. I thought it might be Brandon farting at the information that the lock of the week is garbage.
No, I'll queue up my farts.
Okay.
Great.
0% financing up to 72 months on your next new Ford. No payment. You could take cash over there in a Brinks truck and they would turn the thing around. 3 months. You cannot make a payment.
That's because it'd be in a Brinks truck.
And then up to $7,000 in cash. Yes, Zot Ford will give you as much as $7,000 in cash when you buy or lease a new Ford. Call Jim Bentley right now. He said, don't call Anthony Ketchum. Why is he in the copy? 248-215-5151. Again, the magical trifecta number is 248-215-5151. If you actually call Direct Assistant and ask for a magical trifecta number,
yes,
they give you this number.
That pops up. Mm-hmm.
When the holidays are gone, so is your chance to put $7,000 cash in your pocket from our friends at Zot Ford.
Also, Jim is also providing some good content we'll have to get into later. He sent a tweet of a video that he says is better than Billy Jack taking on all of Catholic Central.
Wow, that was something, wasn't it?
And I got to tell you, this fight's better.
Really? Who's fighting?
It's some women inside a fast food restaurant.
Oh, I want to see that. Dr. Roche, the holiday specials, as you've heard about, the Botox and Dysport, buy two areas, get a third area free. Hey, you looking for those holiday parties? And we go, oh my God, you look so good. I tell you, that makes a big difference. Holiday Restylane special. Buy a syringe of Restylane. Second syringe of Restylane, $100 off. Holiday breast augmentation special, $3,500 for saline implants.
That's nice.
BBL broadband light. That's another way to look good fast. Three corrective treatments. Do it over, I think, 6 weeks or so.
What's the BBL do?
BBL, it lasers your face. It unifies the color. You know, those blotches and age spots and things. Oh, what's that? Where'd that come from? Or those spider things. Gets rid of, just kind of unifies the look of your face. Very good. Gets rid of wrinkles, or helps with wrinkles, too. Regular $2,300, $1,200 for three BBLs. Diva Vaginal Therapy, three treatments, regular $4,500, down to $3,850. And the G-Shot for $1,200. So that's an $1,850 saving. And then Zerona, lose inches before Christmas. Non-invasive, 11 treatments, $350. Regular $1,600. That's pretty cool. Dr. Roche, D-R-R-O-C-H-E, or call 248-338-1110.
Denver.
Now, who had the crazy, what's the name of the guy that had the crazy guy in his porch?
His name is Feces McCoy.
Scott McCoy from Denver.
Scott McCoy. You want to see the video? It's a minute.
I'd love to see it.
You should take a peek at it.
and that's him coming up the porch.
This is one of the last things Scott McCoy expected to see while skiing in the mountains.
Nice house.
Yeah, it was dumping in Vail, but we weren't expecting it to be dumping
on
the front porch.
It's a hell of a nice crib.
Great joke.
41 different doorbell videos on his phone. He watched as an unidentified man came onto his porch early Saturday morning and defecated.
And stumbles around the porch with it all over himself.
First, the suspect tries to ring the doorbell and then actually tries to break into the home. Next, he comes over to this corner, defecates on the porch, and then spends the next few hours stumbling and spreading feces all
I mean, I think initially you're a little bit angry.
McCoy hasn't evidence.
I think I would
move. He's waiting for police to file a report first.
I did put out a little sign of apologies just because I imagine the mailman and others that stop by will wonder what in the world happened on this porch.
In the meantime, he's posted to Facebook and Nextdoor, seeing if anyone knows this
man.
Here's
a nice piece
of
shit. Most
people responded to the post with puns, but he's gotten a few tips.
A person who has a cousin that works at a bar that's pretty close to here offered to contact that person and see if they recognize them. Another person thought they might have recognized them from a dating app, if you can believe that.
Despite the tainted porch and the lock that now needs to be fixed,
Scott single?
McCoy says he's not looking to press charges.
I'd certainly love to make contact with them and get an apology if that's what they want to do, or maybe a little extra hands here cleaning up the porch tomorrow.
Wow.
Well, what a nice crib. Is that he's got a big view out the back?
He's got a gorgeous home.
Man, I'm more interested in the home than anything else.
Kind of him now, too. And the fact, you know what I like about Scott? He wore a suit for his TV interview. How often do you see people just, well, whatever I got on, I'll be on TV in it.
Is he going to church or looking for a job? What's going on? Scott, are you there?
Hello. Hello, I am.
Scott, how many media interviews have you done over this guy defecating on your porch?
This is the third.
Hey, we're pretty close to the front of the
car. You all are fast in the draw. Apparently nothing gets past you.
Not feces.
That's good to hear. Yeah, that's true. We do take more interest in that type of story for some strange reason. Although it is really weird. Now, I saw you got 41 videos. Why are there 41 videos? I'm not a wizard with this online business. Why 41 videos?
The security system that I have only records in 30-second increments, but it generally records whenever it senses motion, especially motion that looks like it's from a human that's on the front porch in front of where the camera is.
Do you know, like, security? Over how long of a period of time was he in front of the house?
So he was on the porch for almost exactly 2 hours, because the video starts at about 1:57 a.m. and he ends about 3:58.
As soon as the bar closed, he made it over to your place.
Yeah.
Do you think he passed out? I mean, that's a gorgeous front porch. Do you think he passed out?
Thank
somewhere?
You. It doesn't appear that he ever passed out, which is a little bit odd. I don't know if it was Red Bull or something more potent that he was on, but you would think he would pass out, but he did not.
What time did you see the first video?
When did I see it, or when did it record it?
When did you see the first one? Oh, I got all these notifications. Look at this. What time was that?
Yeah, so the next day, a friend was dropping like a holiday gift by, and she called me and said that what she saw.
Oh boy!
So then we were actually at a ski resort, so we're skiing. So when I could get in a gondola that had where I get my phone out, I looked it up, and sure enough, there were all the videos.
Did she know what it was when she saw it, or did she think it might have been mud?
So when she initially saw it, she said she thought it was probably a dog, but her boyfriend was with her and said, no, look, there's handprints smeared on the wall, etc. Oh. This is from a person.
Does he work for DPD or what, man? What a detective.
I know. He should be, right.
So I'm wondering, though, as you watch the first one and the second one, are you thinking, wait, there's 38 more of these. Is he still on my front porch? I mean, you had to be wondering what the hell's going on with 41 videos.
I think we might have gone to the end and seen that the last video, he doesn't look that drunk anymore. He's using his phone a lot, and he kind of looks around at everything. He actually takes his hand and looks at one of the cushions that's covered with shit.
Oh god!
And then he just walks off with his phone, and it's all over his pants and everything else. So I don't know where he went.
Was it cold out? I mean, was it icy on the porch or something? Because he is slipping around. What's up with that?
No, it wasn't icy down here, actually. It was up in the mountains, but Denver didn't get any snow from the storm. So, that's just like movie, you know, it looks like he'd be an extra playing a drunk in a movie. He plays it absolutely perfectly.
You would think, since he put his hand and probably his feet in it, that he'd be easy to track wherever he left. I mean, did you try tracking him?
There's no trail leading off from it, unfortunately. There's a bunch of stuff on the porch. But I did look to see whether there was anything down further down the stairs or down by the street, but I don't see anything.
Have you ever gotten a video, any weird videos on your front porch? I mean, nothing like this, obviously, but I mean, is this the first crazy thing you've had to look at?
Pretty much. I mean, I live in central Denver, so we do have some homeless and mental health. People with mental health issues that can be around. We're not that far from downtown. So it wouldn't be, I've never had anybody on a porch, but it wouldn't be, I mean, I wouldn't be completely surprised if a homeless person wandered up to the porch at one point. I mean, that we don't usually have, that's never happened. And it would be odd, but it wouldn't be a total surprise.
It's a very inviting porch.
It is. It's a beautiful house, man. How big is that house?
This house is about 6,600 square feet. Ooh. It's an old house.
It's beautiful, though. I mean, inside, it looks like... Thank you. Is there a view out the back?
A view of what do you mean?
Well, it looks like you're looking straight through the house, and it's kind of like once you walk in, you can view something out the back, that back window there, and I'm wondering, are you up high?
Oh, no, we're kind of in an urban area, so no, okay. We would just see the other houses behind.
Okay.
Actually, from the top floor, you can see the mountain.
No, it's interesting, though. The mountain. As beautiful as that house is, you still have not cleaned up any of the feces that is outside.
I actually just did. You're the first humans I've talked to.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
But I mean, are people saying, like, why are you leaving it on there so long? You have pictures. You have proof.
We were, right. It's a good question. We were out of town until late Sunday. And then yesterday was pretty much below freezing. And I also wanted the police to see it, and they didn't come by until late last night. So I wanted it to be warmed up.
You monster. What a monster you are.
Oh, God. Is this covered under your homeowners, by the way?
It's probably something under the deductible.
Got it.
I'm sure those police would be cleaning that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, only OJ's murder is covered.
It happened. I think that this kind of excrement-related stuff happens more in actual downtown and not this far out, but...
So how many friends are calling? Because it's been on the news. It's a viral event.
Kind of. I mean, I posted it to Facebook a little frustrated and annoyed about it, just saying, can anybody recognize this person? So, and then came the stream of poop puns from all my friends around.
Of course.
And you realize actually when this happened, how many, you know, exclamations we have that are shit related.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Holy shit. Shit show. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So, I've heard every single one of them now. So it was on Facebook. Someone suggested that there's an app called Nextdoor, and they know that's more neighborhood oriented. I put it on there, and that's been very helpful. Some people have said they have relatives that work at bars. You may have heard that in the little TV thing.
You got to track the crap.
You got to find every camera on that street and see if he appeared anywhere else when he left.
I did. You know, I messaged the neighbors. I think a lot of people are busy this time of year. Nobody seems to recognize him. He could be visiting. He could be from Detroit, actually. He could have been visiting from Detroit.
You never know.
So y'all could help me find the guy.
Well, we all know what he looks like now.
You know. Well, it looks a little gross point, actually, too, if you ask me. So, well, I don't know if you have a lot of listeners up there, but
we do.
You
got a few.
You know,
yeah.
That Vineyard Vines, the Vineyard Vines thing. You know?
Yeah. I see there's two packages on the porch, too. He didn't disturb those, did he?
Yes, he actually did, believe it or not. We noticed when we brought those in that there was actually, there's
some splash.
No,
I think at one point in one of the many videos, he has actually moved them over or something. I thought it was kind of the most amazing thing that the packages just sat there throughout the whole incident. But actually, then when we took a closer look, they were impacted, so to speak.
Gross.
Oh, what's in the box?
So how many people live in the house, Scott? How many kids do you have?
No kids.
No kids?
No kids.
Oh. Just you and your partner? Yeah.
It's just my husband and I, and then actually we rent the back part of the basement to a friend of ours. And then we currently have a friend who's in the process of moving here that's staying in a different apartment that we don't usually rent on the third floor. So actually, as of right this moment, we have four people that
are
in
a boarding
in
house. Seems like a cool party house. Look at all that space.
How,
I mean,
could all of those, how could this crap gotten by all of you? That's amazing.
So that's, you know, one of those things. Everybody was out of town. Everybody was out of town.
Hey, how come you're the spokesman and not your husband? Why doesn't he have to deal with all these questions?
That's a good question, and I don't have a great answer for it. I guess I've just taken the lead on this one.
Scott, this is your territory. You handle this.
Yeah. Well, apparently it is.
You're handling it very well. See, and you're so
well
dressed.
You wore a suit, yeah.
What's that? Is that his post about?
I almost never wear a suit, but I happened to have a suit on that morning.
Okay.
I had a suit on that morning, and then maybe that crew happened to come by, like, right after I got back from that, and then I had to go to... Oh, no, they came that evening, didn't they? Yeah, I just had it on. I intended to change, and I never did. I had an appointment in the afternoon, too. So next thing you know, it's whatever time that was, 4 o'clock.
Well, he's got a power tie on and the dark suit.
Hey, man, that suit is you.
Right. We got to represent. Here, so.
Well, Scott, good luck with it. Have fun with it. And
thank you.
Hopefully they catch him, man. Seriously.
Merry Christmas.
If you get any tips, let me know. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yeah, have a great holiday. Thank you so much.
See you, Scott.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Scott McCoy. Great.
I think you got to check back with him if they do catch the mad shitter.
Well, I just saw an updated story on it. I think they did find some video of it.
Nice piece of shit.
Let's see.
Oh, good.
Okay, there he is. He looks drunk.
It's amazing. He got this around.
Wait till old man Clemens realizes it's a bag of shit.
He gonna shit when he realizes it's shit. Who got the lighter?
Looks like he had a couple buddies with him.
I can't believe Scott didn't see all of this.
I know. Well, the friends are hiding, so.
There's the Ring camera.
Scott's husband's last name must be Clemens.
Yeah.
He's a lot older than him, too.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, my God, old man Clemens hates shit.
Here he comes. What the hell is it? What do you want? Judas Priest Barber is one of those flaming bags again.
Come on,
Don't put it out with your boots, Tad.
Don't tell me my business, devil woman. Call the fire department. Oh. This one's out of control.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Yeah, boy. Oh. I love Norm's line at the end.
Getting feces all over his boots.
Poop again.
He called the shit poop.
This is the best night of my life.
You're all gonna die!
I dare to say that's one of the best scenes in cinematic history. It's easily top 10 for me.
What did Norm say? It's the best night of
best
my life.
Best night of my life. Waiting bags of poop on a porch.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's good. All right, so we're all over this. Third person to be interview him. You know he's going to do a lot more.
I think we're going to be early on the next one, too.
We're just... powering into all these things.
Cutting edge.
Yeah, the next story.
The penis girl? Weren't we the penis lights? Weren't we the second?
Yes, Shelby Gash?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're all over that.
By the way,
she's so hot.
She's all over the place. She is so pretty. Yeah. I cannot believe how hot she is.
Especially because she was so bummed out that they caught her without her makeup when she did her interview.
She looks great.
She looked fine. And then we see her with makeup, and oh my God.
And her mom's pretty too. I saw her mom on the Facebook
and her
page.
Aunt?
And then I clicked on the aunt. I was like, wow. Well, she's pretty too. I click on it. It's the aunt.
Big kitties.
And the aunt's daughter's pretty. I mean, it's like there's so many hot genes in that family.
I know. It's great. God. There she is. Nice.
Shelby.
Does she have any good updates lately?
Oh, mama.
I think she took it down.
She did?
And you know what? There were a lot of shitty comments on the story. Every time I look at the story, I look and I'm like, oh, my God, how immature.
Exactly. Maybe we need a little more immaturity.
Some people have a sense of humor about it, but most seem to think it's really stupid. I call her whore and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Why?
I don't know. Mybookie.ag, that's where to go if you want to bet on any of the bowl games, college basketball, Big Ten action coming up. Got holiday tournaments. And then, of course, the big, big, big bowl games, NFL, fantasy players, Devin Singletary.
Woo, woo!
I notice he has 700 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I doubled it.
There's never any doubt.
I should get double that because it was, what, 355?
Can you make more Devin Singletary bets before the year's over?
Absolutely.
That should be a lock of the week if there's a Devin Singletary bet available.
Devin Singletary is the lock of my life.
Do you have an exciting lock of the week for this week? Have you thought about it?
I have put forth no thought. I am on a losing streak. Patriots. Maz won last week.
I hit the parlay.
Yeah, that's right.
The parlay. Congratulations,
Maz. I beat Levy.
And Patrick Levy's not taking it well.
He's not.
Let's see.
It wasn't his fault. The weather. There was bad weather.
Sorry. Denver plays in that bad weather, too, I told him. Tough.
I don't know. I was surprised at his sportsmanship. He protested. He says,
Denver sucks.
It's on brand.
After we commented on, the snowstorm fucked up the Broncos pick, as soon as I saw that, I knew I was in trouble. And the idea that he knew he was in that he's watching the game. Oh, my God, it's over.
Well, in that case, he should have hedged and bet against it.
I protest. Then we commented on that. He says, I protest. The weather report was showing about an inch of snow on Wednesday when I sent you the picks. It grew into a 6-inch downfall during the game.
Stop whining.
He actually checked the forecast.
I love that he digs
it. I don't know.
That's a gambler right there.
Okay, Pat, second chance this week. Let's get your lock of the week. And
Patty.
Like Patrick. I mean, normally if the weather holds up the way it's supposed to, Patrick will bet $9, $10 and make $400.
Thanks a lot, God.
MyBookie.ag, promo code Drew. MyBookie.ag, promo code Drew. You play, you win, you get paid. And we've had a lot of fun with our
company. Get off his back, Levy.
We haven't really doubled our paychecks, but we have had a lot of fun. It's made watching games very, very exciting. And speaking of football,
you could take Seattle, by the way, and tap out this week.
Oh, Seattle? Why are you picking Seattle?
Because they're going to destroy the Cardinals this week.
What's the line?
They're giving 9.5.
Are they at home?
Yes.
I kind of do like that bet.
Yep.
There was big news today. First of all, the Ford family denied.
Great news.
That Bezos is buying the team or that anybody's buying the team, and there's a succession plan in place.
Oh, yeah.
Of course there is. So, yeah, we canceled Eli, although they're having fun with the story, and I'm still intrigued to see where this goes. But the other thing was, under the cover of that story,
the main story,
they conveniently decided to promise us that Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn are coming back next year.
Oh. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
And I got right on Twitter. I was excited about this.
It was a great tweet, by the way.
It was. Maz broke the news to me, and I had to get it out there on Twitter. We were right on it, weren't we?
Yeah.
My first tweet was, okay, Mike O'Hara, Lions bringing Quinn and Patricia back for 2020 season. So then I come in. They've done a great job. The only weak area is winning games and acquiring good players. In every other way, they're doing a great job. The below-average players are buying in and fighting hard.
The below-average players.
Then I retweeted Mr. Magoo, who has the separated birth of Martha Ford and Roy Orbison, which is really good.
Beautifully done, Magoo.
Good? Glasses, pretty good. Yeah.
Magoo didn't have to do anything to that picture. Just a good eye.
Magoo does a great job on Twitter. How many followers does he have? He should have a lot.
Enough. He's not looking for followers.
Got 113 followers. He's got a great follow.
He's tough to find. The way he spells his name on Twitter, it's almost impossible
they have these,
to find
him. Many, many millions of followers. I say there's no way, because nobody has any interest in these people.
Now, I'd love to know. I so wish there was a time machine I could jump into and go back 2 years so I could ask Bob Quinn, Bob, you're 2 years in, 2-9-7 seasons, not really up to snuff, because people weren't happy with that. They weren't. I'd say, you've just hired Matt Patricia. Let's just say that you go 9-20-1 over the next 30 games. How's that? Because you know he'd say, 9-20-1. Are you kidding me? 9-7 wasn't good enough. They're selling us that they're doing a good job. How? I don't know how you sell that. I really don't. And some people buy in.
He hasn't brought talent in, and he's shipping talent out.
Hey, Bob. Peters looks great today.
What do you mean? Like Warford, who's a two-time Pro Bowler since he left?
How about maybe Kyle Van Noy for us? And Kyle a seventh-round pick for Van Noy, a sixth-round pick.
Who wins Super Bowls and Quandre
Diggs. Leading tackler. He's like a captain of that defense.
Quandre Diggs is firing up the Seahawk defense.
Yeah. Darius Slay's going to be gone next season. He's going to be gone.
He's not buying in. He's
Golden
not buying
Tate
in.
Gone. I mean,
yeah, but once they get those non-buy-in players out, right, then everyone's buying in, and the Patriot way happens.
And the below-average players are bought in already.
Here's what I think is going to happen, and this will also be entertaining, as this is entertaining. Next year, the Lions will go 7-9 with Stafford back, maybe even as good as 8-8. If they have crazy good luck, 9-7, and they'll say, look how much better we played.
Wow.
That was really good. We only won 3 games last year, and we won 7 this year. That's a 4-game improvement, so things are on target. And then he'll come back for year 4. He'll go like, I don't know, 5-11.
Look at the size of these guys.
And we'll have wasted two more years. Because he can't, you know, the bar is so low now. He's lowered the bar so far that, honestly, wouldn't 7-9 be okay next year? I mean, couldn't they justify that?
I don't think that's okay.
But can't they say, hey, but we had to rebuild. We tore it all down. It was 3. Four more games.
They won't call it a rebuild. They're just building.
They're calling it a rebuild.
No, he said we're just building. He won't call it a rebuild.
They tore down. Now they're rebuilding their way.
I understand. So when Caldwell left, they have to rebuild? Because yes. Quinn had been here 2 years, so you have a second rebuild at that point?
Well, you had a team heading on the upward slide with Caldwell at 9-7, but that wasn't playoff enough.
Appearances in 4 years.
So to go up twice, you've got to come down, you know, to where they are now to go back up again.
Again, I want to go in the
hot take.
I want to go back in the time machine after Caldwell's out and ask Quinn, Bob, two playoff appearances in 4 years. If you have no playoffs in the next 4 years, will that be okay? I mean, of course it wouldn't. No, absolutely not. We expect to go every year, and we expect to go further. But somehow, I don't know, it just the whole business of I guess it's spin. I don't know how you could spin your way. I don't even know how you can spin your way into saying they're staying.
I think they just wanted to have them enjoy their holidays. You know, the Ford said, you know what, enjoy the holidays.
By ruining everyone else.
Right, we're going to ruin the fans who already backed out on us. We're going to give you a good holiday anyway.
If they said, you know what, they've done a horseshit job. It's gone nothing but downhill since Bob Quinn got here. Matt Patricia's saying it further downhill, but we're bringing him back anyway. At least you're being honest.
You know what they said? The Ford lady said, we don't want to start over again. That's what that was their quote.
Starting over again.
The problem with old man Ford is he was too loyal and he would never get rid of anybody. So she came in, took over, and blew everyone out. And now she's keeping them again. She's fallen in that same position that they've been in. You know who wouldn't put up with this is that Bezos guy.
No, not at all. What does he know? By the way, they did throw in a little of good news.
Boom! Hot take!
The tickets aren't going up, and some sections...
Oh, are you kidding?
Some sections will actually go down a little. For season ticket holders.
I'll tell you what, they get off to a slow start next year. There are going to be a lot of no-shows.
And they sit in bed, they weigh 350 pounds, and they complain, you're not playing very well today. Come on.
I think the reason they announced it today is because it's easier after you're 3-10-1 than after you're 3-12-1. Right. It sounds dumber.
But it's like when I'm watching a game on Sunday and they're down like by 20, and then the commercial break, they come in with buy season tickets. It happens every week. It infuriates me.
I don't get it.
Tigers are doing it. Tigers are doing something PR-wise.
Yeah, this is not a sports.
I know it is, but I figured
why are you bringing
the
Tigers up?
Section.
Why are you bringing the Tigers up?
Who gives a fuck?
Nothing anyone wants to hear about the Tigers.
Lou Whitaker's number is being retired.
Who gives a fuck?
Okay.
Who
cares? All right. Okay. I just wanted to bring it up.
We have a bonus line today.
We do.
We have also announcement, David Lee Roth is opening for Kiss on the 2020 farewell tour. Is that following the 2019 farewell tour?
Yes, it is. How awesome is that? Could they have picked a better opener for them? I mean, it's just awesome.
I didn't know Gene and him got along.
Gene and David Lee Roth?
Yeah.
I don't know why they wouldn't.
No, Gene helped them. Gene was very instrumental in Van Halen to start.
Big time. City Bob.
Now, I just wish Eddie would go, hey, this sounds like fun. I'll jump in there.
Yeah.
Go out with... I mean, who else is he going to tour with? Not
Don't
Sam.
Ask for permission!
Who was that?
It's David Lee.
That was David Lee Roth?
Unchained.
Yeah. Don't ask for permission!
This might be his best line.
Woo-wee. You'll get some leg tonight for sure! Tell us how you do.
I love that. That song rules.
I can't believe that worked.
What do you mean?
When you just listen to it by itself, it sounds so absolutely...
I don't feel tired.
Because you don't have...
ridiculous. But it seems like it would just bring down the great guitar playing, because it's so dumb. But it works.
Somehow it works. Like everything he does with that band.
I agree.
I know, when you hear him in the song, it sounds more ridiculous.
Is that why it works? I mean, serious. I cannot get there from here, baby. And I don't care where I'm going. Ooh.
What a great message, too.
Bubba's back in vocals.
There it is. This is my
chance to fly. A chance to fly? Maybe enough ain't enough for you. But it's my turn to try. But you never miss me till I got a fancy dress. Non-stop talker, what a rocker. Yeah! White murder in a satisfied dress. Change. Change. I've never heard a hawk in this.
He doesn't ask for permission either.
Like how they snuck him in there.
Here comes the best part, though.
It's the round running.
He'll get the leg for sure.
This must be a re-release. I don't remember hearing him before.
It's the round running.
Nice.
Woo! Take a look at this.
They must have remastered this.
That suit is you. Woo! You'll get some leg tonight for sure.
Yeah!
Tell us how you do.
Come on, Dave. Come on, Dave. Give me a break. Hey, hey, hey. One break.
What a mix.
That's awesome.
Change. Change.
Hawk.
Change. Change.
Man, the Hawk remix is awesome.
Such a cool song.
And Gyration.
They're coming to.
Gyration.
They're coming to DTE. Is it September 9th? 2020? There's a date.
You sure? It's not the 11th?
Oh, it might be the 11th. I really wasn't sure. I knew it was September. Whatever. Check your local listing.
Sounds like a perfect day for them.
That sounds like a hell of a show.
That's going to be great.
I wonder what night of the week that is. Jason Derulo is upset. But this guy is really trying to make sure his penis gets its due. Mm-hmm. And I understand this.
his name always gets its due because he puts his name in every song he does. He always has to say his name.
It seems to work.
Yeah, I guess so.
Say your name. Say the N-word 50 times.
Yep, that's it.
Get yourself a number one hit record.
He sings his name for everybody in the world to hear.
Have you seen my wiener?
And I bet he does the same before.
Instagram picture. They took it down because his wiener was so big and so prominent in those tight little shorts he had on.
Uh-huh.
And now he's in Cats. And he says that in the scene where he's in tights, that they have GCI'd his penis. They GCI'd it out.
CGI'd.
Yeah. And he's not happy.
It was too inappropriate for Cats.
He says, look, I can't help that I have a gigantic penis. Is it really fair? They're making me feel like I should be ashamed of my giant penis.
He's being marginalized because he's part of the hung jury.
I've seen this before. You know, with women, the Miss America seemed like the women with huge boobs. Yeah. They would always cut them out or they don't make it. And here's a guy who's got a really giant crank, and they seem to be saying that this is not okay. Now, how are all the other people with giant cranks supposed to feel? Know. Don Johnson, can you imagine how bad he feels?
Well, he's not in Cats. Does that mean James Corden's got like a pin because he's in Cats?
How about the great Burt Ward, what they did to him?
Is he in Cats?
They had to tie his
down. Is he in a big crank, too?
Burt Ward, they had to tie his down into that Robin suit.
Should we call him?
No, it's a fact. He has a huge dunk.
Right, let's get
We're supposed
Burt
to make
Ward
another call right now, but I think we should try Burt Ward
this
real
is
quick.
Important.
It is.
Brandon, you got his number?
I do.
Okay.
By the way, who wants to see Cats? Is that a movie people are clamoring to see?
And I'm surprised
there's not one person that wants to see it. I hope it bombs.
It seems like they got Derulo in it because of his giant dong and then realized they were in trouble and they just CGI'd it out. Because why else would you think Jason Derulo would fit Cats? Didn't they just say, look, let's get a guy with a giant
huge dong. Yeah. We already got Corden. His isn't big enough.
They could have used it as a tail instead.
I can't imagine why they would pick Jason Derulo for that. It just seems so off-brand, doesn't it?
Am I being it unfair? Is. Well, I guess he sings. I mean, they need a singer with a huge dong.
Yeah, but there's a zillion people that can sing. I mean, is he known for his voice, for his vocal quality?
I guess. I don't know.
Isn't he a rapper?
No, he's a singer, R&B singer.
Oh, he's an R&B singer. Okay. Well, see, R&B. His dong has become so central to his being, and he spends so much time defending his dong and insisting it get its due. I really forgotten about his singing prowess.
Get its due.
Meanwhile, while we're looking for Burt Ward, some people are saying the holidays are time for caring, sharing, and giving gifts to the ones we love. Our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNadee.com, they are our original studio sponsors, and we should thank them for another great year. They are sharing their love by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone on most 2019 models in stock. For example, lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for $198 a month. Or if it's Jeeps you want, lease a new 20 Jeep Cherokee Limited All-Wheel Drive, just $189 a month. And then if you want to be like Alan and you want to roll in that 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee, $255 a month, go celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone with no discount code needed, only at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNadee.com. So everybody's on the A plan. Isn't that great?
Don't forget Gentle Giants, Burt Ward, who's a famous pet food.
Don't plug me. We don't even have mine.
What? What? Should we call Randy for his number?
Did he really change his number?
Why would Burt Ward change his number? He's not trying to get away from a four-year-old.
That one worked a ton.
He's getting his own Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Oh, boy. Well, he's going to have to block out a week to drive there.
You don't have his number, Maz?
I did. I thought it was the same number you guys had. Let's see.
Is there a long-lost small child that rejected him that he's trying to stay out of the way of?
No.
This might be his...
Is this from Randy?
Might be his agent.
Yeah, this is Randy's. He's got a much better hit rate.
Roger Neal.
Yes, Bert there, please.
I'm sorry?
Trying to reach Bert.
This is Roger Neal. I'm trying to reach Bert Ward.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this the wrong number? We had something set up with Bert Ward.
Well, this is his, yeah. Who's this?
This is Drew.
Hey, Drew. It's Roger Neal, his publicist.
Yeah, Roger, I'm aware of Bert's organization there. I just didn't know. I thought usually he picks up this phone, I think.
Well, you're not calling his phone. You're calling I'm the publicist. You're calling my phone, but are you doing an interview with him?
Well, we had the number, but for some reason it's not working anymore.
Well, that's weird. Are you doing a radio interview with him?
Yeah, we were supposed to do a radio interview with Bert Ward. And,
All right, stand by, because I'm the one that set that up.
Oh, okay.
Let me, because he may have changed his number. Oh, I think he did change his number, but let me find out the new number. Stand by, okay?
I didn't realize.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hang on a second.
Thanks, Rog.
Let me call you. I'll call you right back.
Sounds great. That'd be great.
Thanks, Rog.
I don't ask for permission.
Take the call off the air, Brand.
We do have to call that other guy.
The whole call?
Just the phone number.
Well, just when he calls back.
Actually, I don't want to get in trouble with Roger.
I know. I feel like we are in trouble with Roger.
We're in trouble with everybody. I don't want to get in trouble with Bert either. Imagine if Maz went on Bert Ward's shit list.
No, I can't be. We're Twitter friends.
Oh, my God.
Now, what do you mean you're Twitter friends?
We are. We're Twitter
friends. Has he ever retweeted you?
Yeah, and he called.
Oh, he did? What did he retweet? Let's look it up.
Go ahead.
He never retweeted you. You're not Twitter friends.
Yeah, no, we are Twitter friends.
Wait, are you sure?
You follow him, and he follows you back.
He follows you?
He follows me back, and then he thanked me for one thing. I think I wrote something about his dog food or something. No, I congratulated him on his walk of fame.
It's a Twitter quid pro quo.
It was. I congratulated him on his star.
And he sent you a nice note?
Yeah, big note.
Really?
You backed me and I back you. That's the way it works, right?
I would think normally people just retweet that stuff because he certainly gets a lot of activity. But that was nice of him to write you a personal note.
Yep. Well, he knows I'm a big fan.
And you put that out there too?
Yeah.
Oh, heads up.
Wow.
Heads up.
Okay. Meanwhile, Luke Nowacki.
Can't we take Roger on the air?
I don't think so. Okay. Really. Luke Nowacki. I only wish that Luke had been watching my 401k all those years. I had no idea what was going on. I did find out it was doing well, but it would have been nice to have someone keeping an eye on it, like Luke. He is watching some stuff for me now, and Luke is indeed helping people try to work out their financial future, which is a little awkward, uncomfortable, but that's why I need a professional like Luke Nowacki. Whether it's paying for the kids' college or saying, how am I going to get from 53 to whatever it is that I die at? What are the stats here? How long am I likely to live? And I don't want to get down to zero on the day before I die. Luke Nowacki would love to help you come together with a financial plan that works for you and your kids. Call him, 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offer Reliance Associates Incorporated, MRIFA, NRA, SIPC. Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities and or marketing names, product services, reference here, independent of Reliance Associates Incorporated. And you can email Luke Nowacki at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com or call 248-663-4748 for your appointment. And there is no obligation. Roger, call.
Oh. Bert! Don't forget Gentle Giant's dog food.
Gorge, howdy. This is your old pal, Goofy. And I'm answering the phone here. I'm having a plate of that great dog food. Well, I suppose you want to talk to Bert, don't you? We'll all get him. And,
is this cameo you have for Goofy?
And if not, leave your name, number, and a short message, and we'll call you back. Boy.
Wow, that timed out. Almost timed out to the beep. Bert, it's the Drew and Mike show. And
hey, Bert.
We were calling for an interview. That's Maz, one of your biggest fans. You wrote him a beautiful note on Twitter, I think.
Yeah, we're Twitter friends.
That's great. It was really sweet and personal.
He's got his Walk of Fame and, you know, got Gentle Giant's dog food.
Yeah, we talked to you about the dog food before. Anyway, we were just trying to get our interview and talk to you about a couple things. And Roger, we talked to Roger, and we had the wrong number. We had the old number. So anyway, Roger hooked us up. Please call us back at the 248 number, Bert. Hope you're doing well. See you.
See you, Bert.
Bye.
Did you find the note that Bert wrote? It sounds so
It doesn't
warm.
Appear that he's following you anymore, Tom.
He's not?
I can't find it. I've been scrolling through. Now I'm at the point where I actually followed him to make it easier to find him following you. And I don't see it. I could be wrong. I'm not saying he's not. I'm saying I cannot find it.
Okay, hold on.
I thought it was so cool that he would write that personal note to Maz.
Well, maybe it was a direct message. That's why I can't find it. Just direct
there it
message.
Is. Bert Ward and Tracy Ward. See? He follows me.
Oh, wait, you're following Gentle Giant's dog food.
I'm following Bert Ward.
Wait, you're following him. Is he following you?
Yes, it says following me.
Well, this is
dog food company. What about Bert at Bert Ward Live?
This is Gentle Giant's Rescue and Adoptions. I mean,
hello,
of course
Bert?
They follow you.
Is this you, Bert?
Yes.
Oh, Bert.
Hey, there
hey,
he is.
Hey, it's the Drew and Mike show. How you doing?
Hey, Bert.
I'm great, thank you. I'm getting a haircut right now.
Oh, wow.
So I might get an ear chopped off if I turn the wrong way. I'll be available in 2 hours if you wanted to call or record or another day, but now's not a good time.
Okay, maybe tomorrow. That. Yeah, there's a problem because your number had been changed, apparently. I don't know what happened there, but so we got the real number from Roger, who's helped us in the past, and we've worked with Gentle Giant.
I see.
So anyway.
Don't get mad at Roger now. You know, we wanted to congratulate you on your Walk of Fame.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'd love to do an interview, but I see the snippers coming towards me, and I better get off. But,
oh, boy.
But I'll be available at another time.
Okay, Bert.
Okay.
Hey, nice talking
Thanks,
to
guys.
You. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
You're the
Bye.
Best, Bert.
Why is Bert? He always takes 10 minutes to tell you he can't talk to you for 5 minutes.
I know. He's the busiest guy that's doing nothing.
The last time.
He's doing something, Mark.
I swear to God.
Haircut,
Tom. We were on the phone for 10 minutes with him telling us why he couldn't talk to us.
I remember.
He needs a haircut, looking all homeless and stuff.
Remember when you called Batman for me on my birthday and he was eating dinner?
That was pretty cool. Yeah. He was great, though. He was gracious.
Yeah, he was. God rest his soul.
Did he send you any personal notes on Twitter?
He did.
Did we find Bert's note?
No, I can't find it.
Really?
He is
you
no
sure
longer
that?
With us.
He died.
Are you sure that happened, Maz?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Gentle Giants must follow him, but not at Bert Ward Live.
Can you find it on Gentle Giants, maybe? Or maybe
I gave
a staffer?
Up. I gave up a long time ago.
Is possible staffer wrote it, Maz?
No. It's him.
Staffer.
Really?
It's him. Yeah.
Was there something identifiable that only you and Bert would know?
Let me see if I can find it for you.
Okay.
Nope, I can't.
Shit. Hey, while you're looking, I meant to point this out. When I was talking about the poll, the presidential polls, I was on Twitter, or no, I was on Daily Mail, and there was a story about Paul Manafort, and Paul Manafort's in prison. So,
good.
Of course, like women who, you know, you find out what they really look like when they're in prison for a while.
Oh, he can't dye his hair?
Can't dye his hair. He looks
so much hotter with gray hair.
No question.
I'm not kidding. Look up Paul Manafort. Daily Mail, there's a picture today. And Maz even agreed. Maz was, couldn't believe how hot he was. Compared him to Hunter Biden.
Yeah. Hunter Biden
sounds
hot.
Like a Twitter poll.
Paul Manafort was
much better.
Paul
Classy.
Manafort was Trump's campaign manager for a while, and he got hooked up in that Russia mess.
Yeah,
and
what
he,
a mess.
He had some Internal Revenue Service.
Yeah.
Some pretty major issues with the
couple
IRS.
Things.
And so he's in prison.
He's handsome?
And I'm telling you, this gray hair, he is so much hotter. That black hair looked so dumb on him.
Really?
Well, most of that
he's
color.
So handsome, then why don't you marry him?
Most of that hair color for men.
If you think he's so handsome, go marry him.
It just doesn't work.
It's that crazy dark, yeah. You know, that like nobody his age would have that color hair. But he looks really, he's hot with the gray hair.
And the blonde guys, when they do it, their hair turns like orange and stuff like that. It just doesn't look good.
Does Boris Johnson dye his hair? The English?
Probably. He's got to. It's awfully light. What does his brother's hair look like?
His
brother hair is a public figure,
I know.
Too.
I think Boris has little gray in his sideburns.
Hmm.
But
what's up, Silver Fox?
Well, Trump's hair is natural, too. So.
Oh, yeah. There just aren't a lot of people Boris Johnson's age that have. I mean, does any guy
blonde,
who's 60
hair, no.
actually have blonde hair?
No. Okay. Just David Lee. Just Hulk Hogan.
Actually, I'm 60.
Hulk
I have
Hogan.
Blonde hair.
Hulk Hogan's got blonde hair.
Does.
We are late for our second interview.
Oh, this is the guy who was on.
The A&E show, live PD, which I'm surprised
not
you're
not as good as Cops.
It is.
Really? I don't think so.
But it's live. It's happening right now.
I know, but
anything can happen.
But it shows how mundane it can be to be a police officer, that everything is not body cam.
Cops calls the best of.
But it turns you off the last few shows.
No, I love Cops. Good. I always like Cops. And body cam is awesome. Body cam is just great.
But live PD, you run into some of the characters of the world, as they did this past weekend. And this guy, he's just taken off.
This guy, I think we're going to get a huge Dreamweaver from this guy. It's my prediction. But just it's
You're
funny
insane.
That they go to for a noise complaint. He's a heavy metal guy. He's got, 11,000 followers or something?
He did.
Does anyone know him?
He's got a ton of followers.
I think he had a couple hundred before live PD, and now he's got a few thousand.
He's blowing up.
He's blown.
Okay, so is his music really blowing up? Is it good?
Well, we'll have to listen to someone.
Okay.
Here's the arrest.
Did he get arrested?
No.
Surround sound.
It sounds too loud to me.
Well, what's he watching? It's got Mel Gibson on it.
Signs.
Is that Signs?
Yeah.
Hey. It's not even loud. I swear it's not even loud.
This is what
it is.
It is loud. Could you turn it down?
Enjoy the rest of the movie. Enjoy some more Bud Lights. You can be all right.
All right.
Always keep it low. It's sad that...
You just realize there's cameras.
Why are you videoing?
Why are you videoing?
Document us. Huh? Document me.
Well, could you turn that fucking thing down?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I'm a singer-songwriter, and I actually have a channel on YouTube.
What is it?
Matthew Black.
Okay.
You see this?
I saw. Yeah, your studio.
Would you
here.
Yeah.
He knows how to plug.
He's crawling the camera into the room.
In my own house.
Yeah.
Nice sweet recording studio.
Those accents. Established in 2014.
What kind of music?
Metal.
Metal. Okay. Pretty small studio.
I record my own music here, but you know what?
What's that?
I'm so respectful that you can't even hear it when I do it because I do it
pause
all
for
with
a second.
Headphones.
Okay. If I were Al Pacino here, I would say, one time, that's all you got to tell me. Because for some reason...
This officer is so spacing out.
He just doesn't think the officer is fascinated enough by the fact that he records this loud music and no one can hear it, so he has to keep saying it.
Mm-hmm. The officer's actually hoping for some kind of horrific accident to get him out of there, like that he needs to be called to.
How's the guy's curtains in his... Because the cops, when they go to a house, the curtains are always like bed sheets.
This house looks
like
pretty
that.
Nice, actually.
It's an apartment building.
You see some guitars up there. There's the Colts banner.
His girlfriend has now come into view, and she is much, much younger.
Yeah.
I'm sure the only time I get even a little bit loud.
How do you do metal with
that? The only time I get a little bit loud is when I watch a good movie. But I can record metal music.
One time.
But I ain't about to even hear it.
One time.
I never even complain about that because I do it all with headphones.
Okay.
So
you think it'd be the opposite, like complain
really
about a loud metal music.
It's sad that people will complain about a little bit of noise. When I can create music
now.
That's so freaking
one
loud.
Time. One time.
What a miracle, right?
Hey.
I am Matthew Black.
Okay, YouTube Magic Live.
A channel on YouTube. That's I make metal music that nobody complains about, but every time I play a music, and I even disconnected my subwoofer from my surround sound.
Yeah.
It's disconnected over there. I can show you. The cord is pulled out of the subwoofer.
Man, don't ever ask this guy about his equipment.
Try to keep them complaining from me watching
a movie.
There's
kids out there that love this stuff.
With surround sound.
Well, it sounds like the issue's fixed now.
And I've done everything I can, and yet they will still complain about that, and yet I create all original metal music.
That must be loud.
Right up there. Look, there's
that little bass guitar.
I do it all by myself, too. I play the bass guitar.
And roll! Nick has been looking at me.
He was just about to tell him. In fact, I'm sure there's video of him telling him again that there's no noise.
Oh, he's got a birthday coming up.
How old is he?
61.
How old is the chick?
Oh, wait. For your video?
There you go.
Look at his hair.
I've got long hair.
Here's for your video.
How does this guy pull that younger girl?
Because he rocks.
And he's going to complain about my TV.
You got to love what a self-promoter he is.
I do appreciate that.
Listen to my music. Because
but shouldn't he promote the music, not that he makes it without making any noise? Nine times?
He's playing both to the camera and to the cop.
And it's all original. And it's beautiful. I even do some really cool covers, too. Matt, hey, all you guys, punch up Matthew Black on YouTube.
I think you're about to get it.
Matthew Black on YouTube.
Okay, can we
get views there,
can you check out a song?
Oh, yeah, I got them all queued up. Check this one out.
This is a waste of time.
Think back to the times when dreams were what mattered.
Yeah.
Tough talking you.
Out of tune?
Nah. The rest of the song's out of tune.
That's a Skid Row cover.
I'd love
there.
To have a voice like that. What a voice.
And what else does he cover?
Oh, this here. I'm not sure which one.
Anything
this
I would know?
Maybe it's an original.
Take Hold of the Flame? It's an original?
That pain must hide its face from those who try.
No, this is Queensryche.
Cover Silent Lucidity?
Good. I don't know if you can get those low notes in Silent Lucidity.
He's got a flame there in the video.
Matthew Black. So
you guys think you're good? Let's go. Fellas, as a team, we're unbeatable. Let's go. You're
That's
doing
his producer.
Wonderful. He knows it. Let's go. Forget it.
I like
it.
That little guitar sound he's getting. Is that a mandolin?
Yeah. Battle Evermore, Zeppelin. That's in that recording studio. See the Colts banner?
Battle of Evermore?
Yeah.
I love this song.
That's in that recording studio, Drew.
Let me hear if he's hitting plants.
I'm a genius, too. Let's go. Huh?
Oh.
I didn't even recognize it at first.
There's this chick.
She's pretty.
Yeah, she's really cute.
Very pretty.
The first
Why
comment.
Younger. Hey, man, I saw you on Live PD. 61 with a 35-year-old girlfriend. You're a rock star!
Amen.
You know what's
weird? I
got
it now. Mike, you're too close on your low notes. Kyle, come in a little. Mike, you back off. We got the blend, okay?
If you think you're a rock star, if you really believe it, you are!
Yep.
He's pulling this 35-year-old. She's pretty.
Yeah.
She has. Would she have no idea what a turd this guy is?
Oh, he's not a turd. We haven't even talked to him yet.
I don't know. Is he on the phone?
No, I can get him right
now. Oh, yeah? All right, dial him up. Matthew Black.
Like
he thinks he's a rock. A little more Battle of Evermore.
Oh, you want to go Battle of Evermore?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Can you play on that for him? Sweet.
Rock and roll!
Hey, is this Matthew?
This is Matthew Black, yes.
Matthew, it's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit, and the weirdest thing happened. We were watching this show called Live PD, and all of a sudden there's this guy. It's like a noise complaint, and the cops come, and next thing you know, there's this guy named Matthew Black promoting his music.
That's me.
It's crazy. Man, that's great self-promotion, Matthew.
I wasn't aware I was actually doing it at the time.
It seemed like you were.
Me and my girlfriend were, while we were watching Signs, I pull it out of my movie archive, and I guess I had it a little too loud. And then we got a knock on the door, you know, and I knew it was the police because there's a girl downstairs from me that complains on me all the time. But
that music you're recording, it's got to be so
loud.
What's
her problem?
No, actually, I do all the music with headphones. It's the movie that she doesn't like. My surround sound's really loud. Mm.
But you're recording heavy metal music. It's got to be. I mean, sometimes they complain about that, don't they?
I do everything with headphones.
And you disconnected the subwoofer, so what's she complaining about now?
Subwoofer on my surround sound. I disconnected the subwoofer so that I could keep from getting complaints with it. That was about the sixth time the cops came.
Really? Well, maybe the music's a little louder than you think it is. Matthew. Is that possible?
Well, I don't know. I'm all about audio when it comes to a movie, you know.
Some people are saying that she might be a little jealous of Danielle.
Oh, well, I don't know. It's possible. Danielle's hot as fuck.
I know she is. Yes, we're just looking at her picture.
We're on air. That's okay.
No, you're good.
No, Matthew.
You're a rock star. We can't censor you.
No, exactly. You're living the lifestyle to the max. And some other people are saying that you're 61 years old and your girlfriend is 35. And it's got to be the rock and roll lifestyle that allows you to pull chicks like that.
No doubt.
Well, also, music's never paid the bills, so I work a regular job. I work on a golf course. Hey, man, I had 20 subscribers until Saturday night.
What?
And my current number right now is 18,900 subscribers.
Nice. Wow. How are the comments? Are people enjoying the music?
I brought up the stats. I got on my phone right now. I'm running a 90% like ratio on this.
No kidding.
Well, now you have the pressure. Now you got to create content.
And tour. You got to have a tour.
Well, I do everything by myself. I play the bass guitar, the electric guitar, do all the vocals. I actually use programmed drums. I don't have a drum set in my studio. I use programmed drums. I play all the guitars. Every song I've got on there.
You can do it yourself.
I do all the instrumentation and all the vocals.
You should hook up with them.
Yeah. I was going to say you should pick up a band and go on tour, but it sounds like you could be a do-it-yourself act.
I pretty much am. I got tired
of Bobby McFerrin.
I live in Indianapolis, and the musicians here, some of them are fantastic, and some of them are kind of, you know, pigheaded. So I had trouble getting along with people, and bands I would get in wouldn't stay together very long, and most of the bands are cover bands, and I like to write music.
Absolutely.
Now, watching the live PD video, he referenced the Bud Light. I suspect there was something other than Bud Light going on, too.
Yeah. By the end of the night, we'd finish an entire fifth of Crown Royal.
And I still think there was something other than alcohol going on.
Well, that's what a lot of people have said, but to be honest with you, no.
Really?
It wasn't.
Wow. Crown Royal. He only drinks Crown Royal.
Well, I did a lot of the... I was in Hollywood for a lot of years.
Really? Any movies I don't?
Yeah. Matter of fact, a lot of people have been referencing my band White Eagle. I was in a band called White Eagle that has some semi-fame.
Really?
They have an album called Bustin' Ass. It was the first record we made called Bustin' Ass.
Bustin' Ass, I love it.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Yeah. The record right now, if you go on eBay, you got to pay anywhere between $900 and $1,400. It's one of the rare CDs. It's just because it's rare.
Well, can't you start printing more?
It's not in my... You see,
iTunes?
Guy that ran the band was Jack Pema, who passed away several years ago, and his ex-wife has all the rights to the music, and I guess she's just sitting on it, so...
Well, if she's getting $900 an album, I guess she would.
No,
I wouldn't want it for
it's
anymore.
Not like that. These are all albums people bought, you see. We don't get any money from that.
Oh. Matthew, take
it's
me through...
It's just because it's rare.
By the way,
Danielle's sitting right next to me. I could put us both on
speaker. I got a question for you, though. Take me through the process of picking out the album cover for Bustin' Ass, because that is a great album cover.
Actually, a long time ago, I'd heard a rumor that the album cover that is on it was listed in the top 20 Playboy favorite album cover.
I've seen it. I know I've seen it before.
The guitar player worked for Chuck Thornton, who was a private owner of military aircraft.
Okay.
And he had a couple of actually his fighter jets were used in the movie Big Shots.
Oh,
are you in the movie?
Charlie Sheen. Hot Shots.
Didn't you have a cameo in that?
So, well,
the band.
The picture is from his hangar where we had these three girls and Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, we're looking at it.
Now, how many of those three girls did you nail?
Yeah.
I can't say that.
Yeah, you can. She doesn't know what we're asking you. It's 1 to 3. Just answer 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah, well, 1, 2, or 0.
I'll tell you what.
It's 3. It's understood.
My memory is very vague from back then.
I mean, if it was a gangbang with the band, I mean, that still counts as all three.
If I hadn't done all three of them, I'd be surprised.
Oh. Hey, when you've gotten 10,000 checks, it's hard to remember.
I would have been surprised. It was pretty crazy. We had a really nice studio, and it was always covered with people and girls and everything. So,
what is the key to pulling chicks 26 years younger than you are? I mean, I'm 60 years old. I can't imagine. I can't even imagine.
Now we should talk to her.
You want to ask her?
Yeah, let's ask her. Danielle, right?
Yeah, Danielle. Sweetheart.
You're on the speaker now. This is Danielle sitting here.
Danielle, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Were you not happy with the conversation on that end? You sound a little huffy.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, okay. We were just wondering, what is it about, I mean, granted, you're with a rock star, of course, that's, you know, understood that women go for rock stars, but you're 26 years younger than him. How does a guy his age pull a girl that's 35 years old and hot?
He's just an amazing person, inside and out.
Aw.
Yeah. Yeah, I truly love him.
Who made the first move, him or you?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Where'd you guys meet?
Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you following him for the music? Were you a White Eagle fan?
No, I never even heard of him. Never. I didn't even know he was a musician. What? We started talking, and I just thought he was cute, and I think I friended you.
Maybe.
What rock were you living under? You didn't even know White Eagle? That's bizarre.
I probably have heard of them. It just
yeah.
Not a lot of no. people have heard of that band, to be honest with you. Unless they're collectors of music, they'd have never heard of it.
Well,
it's actually an EP. It only has 9 songs on it.
Are you thinking, and I don't know, maybe Danielle can reflect on this, are you thinking that this live PD appearance could actually result in you getting your due as a rock and roll musician? Maybe some people aren't as familiar with your work as others, and this is your chance to blow up.
To tell you the truth, I've been making music for several years now just because I love doing it. I gave up on the idea of ever getting famous.
Hmm. Well, that's my question, though. You've been on Live PD. You promoted yourself. You're getting all these followers now. The music's clearly going viral. We were just watching Battle of Evermore, your cover there.
Yeah.
And
I did that in one day. I borrowed a guy's mandolin.
No way.
I never played the mandolin before in my life.
He's so talented.
And I sat down with that song because I learned it in a day. And then I just set up a microphone. If you look at the video, the lyrics are in front of me. I didn't have the lyrics memorized or anything. Hmm. That's why I call it sloppy mandolin. I never played that before.
Well, but you put it out, it's got that kind of rough feel, which I think adds to the effect.
It wasn't recorded with my recording equipment. I did that live in my studio.
Did you get a complaint from the neighbors doing that one?
Well, you know, my studio's in my loft, so if I'm doing something acoustically, nobody ever really notices.
Have you thanked your neighbor for making you even more famous than you already were?
We were considering running a video and going down there and talking to her.
Oh, she probably loved that. She sounds like the kind of person that would love that.
Yes.
Well,
I'm in the process of right now taking some songs from my first album that I recorded here and making videos for it and try to get them out. I put out a video earlier today of an acoustic. It's the first one on my. It's only been out for a couple hours. It's already got 544 views.
Well, you dropped it today, and it's already got 600 views.
Yeah. I did.
I see. He's got to keep turning out content now that he has a bunch of followers.
It's true.
Yeah, it's a Skid Row tune I did on acoustic in between recordings, just for the fuck of it, the hell of it.
How are the comments, Brandon? Can you see the comments?
They're pretty. You know, they're happy that they found Matthew through Live PD.
Oh, that's exciting,
Matthew. On the Live PD, you guys were watching the movie Signs, and in that altered state you were in, were you able to follow the movie? Because it's kind of hard for people to follow that movie even when they're not inebriated.
Dude, you get halfway through a Fist of Crown, you don't know what's going on. Yeah.
But it sounded pretty sweet on that surround system.
It did. It was wailing. It was so loud. I couldn't even hear you. I'm like, let me hear this rock star. Jeez.
Hey, man, I've been sitting out here wondering when Mel Gibson's going to call me for plugging his old movie.
Damn right. Yeah, that thing's probably going viral, too. Listen, Matthew and Danielle, I want to thank you for your time. We got to move along here. But please let us know if there's any tour dates coming up. If you're coming to the Detroit area, we'd love to check out the band. Or if you reconstitute White Eagle, maybe. Either way.
Well, all the guys
I told you the guitarist from White Eagle, he passed away suddenly. Yeah.
Thanks for paying attention.
You're listening to your own podcast.
Funny, sometimes the most important things you don't pay attention.
Time in Hollywood, so
yeah.
Not much left of the White Eagle thing.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
A great album cover, though.
Isn't it, though?
It is.
Yeah.
So please keep us posted on tour dates and things like that. I'm sure it'll go viral anyway, but we'd love to know if you're coming to town.
Dude, you guys can do anything you want. I'm wide open. So, if you guys ever want to do some sort of special or something, or you can share my videos with anybody you want. I don't care.
Let's get them at the bag.
All right. Well, we will. We'll consider doing some stuff like that. I mean, we can share stuff. That's no problem. But I'm just thinking, if there is a date, if you work out a date for Detroit, if it's part of the swing through the Midwest,
it's kind of hard for me to tour. I'm all by myself.
Well, that's better. I mean, you make more money that way.
Danielle will drive for you. Don't worry.
All right, you guys have a great night.
You too.
Thanks so much. Guys. Bye, Danielle.
Bye.
Bye.
Start rocking now.
He doesn't look 61. I got to hand it to him.
He's a stud.
He's a rocker.
No, I like him.
I should have asked him how many purple bags he has from all those Crown Royals he drank.
It's bouncing around the web like a beach ball at a Nickelback concert.
Crown Royal, only the best.
Only the best.
Only the best for Matthew Black.
When I was working the bar scene back in the day, the first thing I would do is when I'd get a Crown Royal order, I would go grab all the purple bags.
Man, what do you do with the purple bags?
Well, they were cool. They were like little...
I have a buddy that has a jacket made out of the Crown Royal.
The
bags.
Crown Royal bag.
What?
Yeah, Crown Royal.
Are you serious?
Swear
Crown
to God,
Royal
Stevie.
Bag is.
He's a bartender.
It's a steam, man.
This jacket is awesome.
How many do you have?
I probably have like three left.
Oh. Only three?
Yeah.
Is Kathy thinking about getting them framed or something?
No, not at all.
if somehow
part of my crap collection.
If somehow they were absentmindedly thrown out, would Kathy be upset?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. Matter of fact, she threatened me the other day.
Is she pissed that you didn't get that Silver Dome, that giant Silver Dome sign?
No, she was pissed that I shrunk some of her laundry. Like, I just threw everything in the dryer. I didn't pay any mind.
I'm not sure how I do that.
Yeah.
All the time.
I mean, I am on the shit list when it comes to laundry.
But if you had gotten that Silver Dome sign
was
gigantic.
You can't do laundry
anymore. No.
Julie thinks I do it on purpose, so she doesn't allow me to do it anymore.
I told her, go out and buy something new then. That's what I tell her.
Either way, it works.
Well, because she sees that, so she's like,
"Don't start fighting with me."
Well, you can't do her laundry anymore.
No, I'm not allowed to put anything in the dryer. I still have to start do all the towels and.
You put your own stuff
in
the dryer.
How are you gonna wipe a table with this little? It's not even wet.
That is true. I don't care if all my stuff gets washed in one big thing.
Turn off the water.
Here's how I wash clothes. Everything goes in, nothing is sorted, in cold water.
Yeah, there you go.
So what else do you need to know?
Just throw some detergent in there.
Why would you separate it and wash like three different loads? That takes up so much time.
She wanted your whites really white.
No, apparently...
I don't see my whites getting anything but gray.
Apparently some people in the house have softer clothes than I do, and the jeans make them less soft.
No one cares about the whites.
What is the jeans going to do to
my wife.
What's going to happen to the... I don't get it. Soft clothes can't be washed with hard clothes?
I agree with my wife.
All right. Well, speaking of a wife or female or partner or anything, Lover's Lane now has three ways to shop for all your sex essentials. 35.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
35 store locations. He'll be hard if he's been in Lover's Lane. He will come on stage hard. Some of these artists are so wasted they have to take them to Lover's Lane before they get on stage. If that's in the flyer, but they have to be hard. 35 store locations, loverslane.com, or the all-new sexdrive.com. Sexdrive.com features high-quality sex toys, vibrators, fun, exciting couples, toys, the most erotic apparel anywhere. Shop now. Get a gift in time for the holidays that your partner will be sure to love. Sexdrive.com.
It's a fun site to look at anyway.
Of course. Yeah. Powered by Lover's Lane.
Boner Line?
Our nipples on there.
Yeah, Boner Line. Hey, bring you the Boner Line. It's our Boner Line sponsor now. Yes, we have a Boner Line sponsor. How cool is that?
A perfect sponsor.
Lover's Lane. Boner Line.
My elbow.
If there was ever any more definitive proof you needed that Maz has never once listened to the show, his comments of, "Trudy likes candy," proves this, and she basically talks about eating every single episode in the entire 3+ years the show has been on. So, way to go, Maz.
Damn it.
Maz's dream threesome is Maz, Chrissy Maggie,
no.
and Mrs. Roper. I just think I threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Bullshit.
This is in response to Maz's borderline response about the Mercedes versus Dodge. He's saying that they're Dodge Sprinter vans. There's no such thing as a Dodge Sprinter van anymore. They're all Dodge ProMasters, and they're not made by Mercedes anymore. They haven't been in years. So he's wrong. Again.
Pound salt.
Maz.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Damn it.
You're doubling down on the Amazon thing? Oh, well, they're all made by Mercedes. No. The Rams are based on the Fiat van, and they're built in our Saltillo, Mexico plant. So get your shit straight before you start mouthing off again.
Hell, Sam.
You guys are talking about shitty Streisand movies. I'm just glad that Maz isn't there to tell you how hot she is.
I love anything that's old.
Maz is right about jury duty. I did it last year, and all of a sudden someone from HR called me and told me they wanted my measly $14.96 half-day jury rate check given over to
really?
Them, or they were going to take a vacation day away from me. Because I was paid jury duty day or whatever. The check I already cashed it, so I actually had to cut them a check out of my own checking and send it to HR, man. So, anyways, I can't believe it, but Maz is right.
Next.
So let me get this straight. Maz doesn't like the Jimmy John's guy because he's a big game hunter.
It's not big.
Fine, I understand that. I can respect it. But you're willing to give O.J. Simpson a free pass because he was a good running back.
Yeah.
And you're willing to give Hunter Biden a free pass because he's cute.
Shit, yeah.
Now, I just don't follow the logic.
You butt out.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Brandon.
Okay. And also,
Maz's hate list is very confusing.
Maz's theme dressing today because he's wearing a New Orleans Saints pullover.
Thank
I know he's wearing it
to because, a non-sports podcast.
Because Drew Brees broke the record for most touchdowns, which reminds me, they cut to his family last night. We all remember that Drew Brees had
the headphones
on his baby when they won the Super Bowl,
which
was
like 40 years ago, and he still has brats wearing headphones.
Baby headphone alert. Baby headphone alert.
His daughter last night. Is in a suite and she's wearing headphones. It could not
in
have been
in a suite.
Could not have been that loud.
Wait, how soft is that family?
The kid's not watching.
Maybe the kid's
game
got
at
a bad
all.
Ears.
No, this is a different
you know
kid.
What? Don't go to the game then.
Yeah, stay home.
Don't go to the
stand
game.
For her
get
daddy.
A babysitter.
You'll see. She doesn't know. She'll see dad when he gets home. Charlotte, my kids aren't here. They know what I'm doing.
No, but
listen later.
Daddy wants to hug her and give her a kiss right then and
during
there.
The game.
Right then and there.
Talking about
those headphones are gigantic too. What, she can't hear anything?
Eli's kids had headphones on Sunday.
Daddy,
Eli's kids were at the Meadowlands.
Eli Manning.
Well, that's softness there
exactly.
too. It's just more softness.
Bad.
That's not. That doesn't help Drew Brees at all. That only hurts Eli Manning.
I was laughing though. Did you watch any of the game?
Yeah.
At the end of the first half, when he threw the touchdown to break the record, and everyone celebrated, and there was a flag on the play.
Yeah.
Took it away.
So they had to wait. Yeah. They had to wait to the second half, and all I can think of is those kids so wanted to go home after Dad set the record, and now they have to sit through halftime.
Who won the game?
Oh, the Saints destroyed the Colts.
Killed them.
They let them have a touchdown late. Otherwise, it would
not
have been a shutout.
Podcast,
I'm sorry.
It was 34-7.
It's a good day for a non-sports podcast. At least we got some good sports in.
I don't know if Maz, going back to the boner line, is it possible for you to maybe learn the ins and outs of something before you make a grandiose statement?
Well, I don't think I made a grandiose statement.
You did
I just
make a grandiose statement.
I told
about
you
Mercedes.
I told you the Amazon guys. Everything I saw was Mercedes. That's how I.
No, you said they're all Mercedes.
Yeah, you said they're all Mercedes.
I don't think so.
Can we find the clip, Brandon?
Not it seems like. Do you know? You know the show's recorded, right? Like we do record this.
I understand.
I'll have to go back and find it.
Now,
it just seems to me
you know how many people have sent me pictures? You know how many pictures I have now of Sprinters?
No, I'm getting them.
I
sent you one of many I got.
I probably have like 100 Sprinter pictures now.
Look how much work this is causing the audience.
Look, Maz.
And then you have to say that they're Mercedes, but
they're not listed as Mercedes. They're still made by Mercedes, I said. Obviously.
Somebody just said that's not true.
I don't believe them.
Can you ever just give up earlier? At least, could you work on giving up earlier in arguments obviously wrong that you haven't done any homework on?
All right, listen.
I don't believe you.
I can give up on the guy that just told me the company he works for does make them. Okay, I can give up on that, obviously. If the guy is saying they, but they make them, they're foreign.
Why was it so important, though, to make the original statement that they all are? What was that statement based on, the grandiose statement that they're all made by Mercedes? What was that based on? What homework did you do?
I think you guys were talking about how much money, you know, Amazon was making. I'm like, you know, no wonder they got these Mercedes trucks. And I didn't. That was rare for me to. I didn't think.
You said they're all made by Mercedes.
All right, I just didn't think Mercedes was like a truck company. But then I saw all these Mercedes Sprinters, and I'm like, oh, I guess.
Did you Google anything?
No, I just.
Did you do any homework?
I kind of just call them as I see them, Drew. You know that.
Not giving in.
I call them as I see them. By the way, speaking of that, I saw Richard Jewell last night, the movie.
No, yes. You're one of like eight people in the country.
I heard. It bombed.
Yeah, because who cares about that story?
I do.
I want to see it.
I like kind of want to see it. Really? Clint Eastwood movies. I'm a big Clint Eastwood guy.
Name a good Clint Eastwood movie.
I like The Mule. I know The Mule went down.
Dirty Harry. I mean one he made.
Okay, the one here in Michigan.
Terrible.
I love Gran Torino. I loved it.
Gran Torino.
I love Gran Torino.
What's a humung?
It doesn't have the worst song.
Get possibly off my lawn.
Wasn't it his son who sang that song?
The plot? No, we've been through this before too.
It was his son who sang it.
No, his son has a version on the soundtrack. We've been through this a million times. His son sounds
90 years old.
No, he just does his own version. But in the movie, he sings. That movie is terrible. It's so trite.
It's good. It's a good movie.
Was it nominated for something?
Million Dollar Baby. Not good
Love
either.
Love that movie.
Mystic River was great.
Did he direct that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Clint's terrific.
The ones he produces, I want more Clint Eastwood. I just think he's very overrated as a director producer of movies.
So anyway,
Unforgiven was great.
Unforgiven's good. Phenomenal. Now I saw the Jewel movie last night. I enjoyed it, but the story bothers me.
Jewel.
It bothers me that they hung the poor guy out to dry like that. And
wanna be cut.
Olivia Wilde, that you know, she went and slept with John Hamm and blew the story up.
Atlantic Jew Constitution.
Don't tell me Olivia Wilde was his girlfriend.
Olivia Wilde was the reporter for the Atlanta Constitution.
Oh, the Atlanta Journal that muffed up the story.
Yeah, that she. You know, slept with him. He gave her information. He's the one that dropped the information to her.
Yeah. By the way, there's anger that that Olivia Wilde slept. Her character slept with the guy to get the information because that's sexist.
And she
suggests
deceased.
That women only get anything by sleeping with them.
And she's deceased. That particular reporter.
Oh, who's she gonna?
She get AIDS. Did she get AIDS from sleeping with the guy for the information?
She can't. She can't defend herself.
So tender.
It just bugs the shit out of me.
That's even worse than I remember.
By the way, Richard Jewell played by a guy from Michigan. This new actor.
Yeah, it's the same guy that played Sean Eckert in the I, Tonya movie.
It is.
He played Sean Eckert. Really? Yeah. So apparently he's
he just plays zeros.
Fat and people from the 90s.
He's a Grand Rapids guy.
He plays wannabe cops.
From the 90s.
Is he going to play Zimmerman pretty soon?
George Zimmerman.
By the way, when we talked about Zimmerman, again, I got somebody all pissed on email. I'm like, wait, no, please don't tell me someone's defending George Zimmerman.
Before we leave, Jewel, do you remember that he actually showed up on SNL after he sued NBC?
Would he introduce a band or something?
At an emotional press conference this week, exonerated Richard Jewell spoke about his ordeal as the chief suspect in the Olympic Park bombing. Quote, I couldn't think straight, I couldn't sleep, I couldn't eat, he said. Then later he admitted, all right, I could eat.
Norm's jokes are the best.
Hey.
I couldn't sleep, though. I had trouble. This week, security guard Richard Jewell, who had sued NBC over comments by Tom Brokaw suggesting that he was the Olympic Park bomber, settled out of court with the network for an undisclosed sum. Meanwhile, the FBI has a new 800 number for tips on the case. And curiously, the first call was from Mr. Jewell, who suggested that they check out Tom Brokaw. 8 letter bombs sent into the United States last week appear to have been mailed from the Middle East. FBI expert says that it is too early to jump to conclusions, but then added, it's Richard Jewell.
You hit plan yours, Brandon. That's good. real one where he showed
up. The terrorist bomb which exploded at the 1996 Summer Olympic Games in Atlanta may have claimed more than one victim. Shortly after the incident, the FBI falsely accused Atlanta security guard Richard Jewell of the crime, then waited nearly a year to publicly clear his name. With us tonight to discuss his ordeal is Richard Jewell. Richard, thanks for coming on Weekend Update.
My pleasure, Norm.
It's like Sean
Eckert. Now, Richard, in the interest of full disclosure, I should point out that as a result of Tom Brokaw's on-air statement that you were, in fact, the bomber, our network, NBC, was forced to pay you an undisclosed sum of money.
That's correct, Norm.
Now, Richard, I should point out that it is pretty unusual for Tom Brokaw to make a mistake. I mean, nearly three-quarters of the time, like 60, 70% of the time, his stories are accurate.
I understand that.
Yeah, but you're telling us, though, that this just happened to be one of those one in three or maybe one in 2.7 times that he got it wrong? Well, I guess I just got to believe you.
I didn't do it, Norm.
I see. So in other words, here you got Tom Brokaw. He does 100 stories a week, 53 of which are basically accurate. Only 47 containing major errors of fact. And you just have the unbelievably bad luck, you're telling us, to be one of the 47.
Yes, I guess so.
Well, I guess anything's possible. All right, Richard, let's change the subject. Now, less than a month ago, the world was stunned by the auto accident that took the life of Princess Diana.
Yes, and the other two people also, yeah.
Two other people? Well, you seem to know a lot about the accident there, Richard. Is that another bizarre coincidence, or...
No, I just read the papers.
Ah, you read the papers. Now, did you read the papers perhaps in France? You ever been to France, Richard?
Are you surprised he went on Saturday Night Live? Never been to France.
He was in a band.
Yeah, I know. I like cannot never been find to France, that clip. You were stuttering there.
He looks good. Did he like lose weight for this?
I'd like to
TV
check
appearance?
Your.
Well, he couldn't eat.
Passport. Okay, let me ask you one question. Let's get off this whole Lady Di thing, and I'll ask you a question that I know everyone in the audience is thinking. Were you, Richard Jewell, in any way involved in the death of Mother Teresa?
No, Norm, I was not.
Well, all right, Richard, if you say that, I'm going to have to believe you. Richard Jewell, everyone.
Dick Jewell.
Poor guy.
Okay, so... Yeah, he didn't get so fucked.
He only died a few years later.
Yeah.
Broken heart.
No, it was not a broken heart. It was diabetes.
a broken heart? Why are you saying a broken heart?
Yeah, because of diabetes.
It was heart failure because his heart was broke.
By what?
Diabetes.
By the sons of bitches that did that to him.
He got millions of dollars. He was loaded.
Doesn't matter.
Well, didn't that heal his
life? He had houses all over the world.
There's one thing that heals broken hearts. It's lots of money.
It helps.
Did he make a lot of money out of it?
Yes, he made millions.
A huge settlement.
Good for him. Good for his mother. Kathy Bates was down on her luck at that time. Should have seen her.
Kathy Bates plays his mom.
Yeah, she was good. Really good.
I feel like she plays everybody's mom.
I'm telling you, it's a good movie. Go see it.
Yeah.
Man, did we just spend 10 minutes talking about a movie that bombed this weekend?
I just thought it was, you know, something okay. that you would be interested in. I know you guys talked about
the bomber back in the day. I want to see the movie. I do want to see the movie.
I would rather have a circle jerk with my dad and grandpa than see this flaming turd of a movie.
I got this email about George Zimmerman. I thought people were done defending George Zimmerman. I thought it was over, but apparently not. And this guy likes the show. However, he says he skips ahead or stops listening when George Zimmerman is brought up. It doesn't matter that George Zimmerman is an asshole. It doesn't matter that Trayvon Martin was a thug and a thief. A thug and a thief?
Thug and a thief.
Was he?
What did he say? I don't know.
Was he Trayvon Martin a thief? Or did he get in trouble? Did he shoplift or something?
I don't know.
Anyway, it doesn't matter what the 911 operator said to Zimmerman. It doesn't matter where. Well, yes, it does.
Yeah, it does.
These things all matter.
It does.
It doesn't matter where Martin was heading.
It doesn't matter
where he's heading. It doesn't matter what words were exchanged between the two. It doesn't matter that stand your ground was not Zimmerman's defense. The questions are, did Martin physically assault Zimmerman? Two, was Zimmerman in fear of his life? Three, was Zimmerman justified in using deadly force? I believe the fairly clear that yes is the correct answer to all. Yes, Zimmerman's not is an asshole, and no, I wouldn't want that turd around me or my family. The fact is, it was a self-defense. Self-defense of a dickhead. No, here's why this is so fucked up. Because Trayvon Martin wasn't doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
He called the police on him, which is ridiculous. They told him, don't follow him. But he instead he did follow him.
If anybody had ground to stand, it'd be Trayvon Martin.
Exactly.
That was self-defense.
And by the way,
not that guy.
When you go confront someone who is walking to their father's house, and by the way, he wasn't far. What was he, a house away or something?
If I walk to your house, say I walk to your house, and then I confront you, and then I think you attack me and I shoot you, is that your ground or is it my ground?
Well, it's kind of my ground originally, but yeah. The point is, if you ignore the police and you call the police in error, and by the way, you hear him on the 911 call saying, yeah, he's got something in his waistband, and he makes all these comments suggesting this guy is up to no good. I mean, he has made his mind up, and then he goes to the trouble to confront this guy, knowing he has a gun, by the way, and this guy happens to whip his ass around a little bit, and he knows he can shoot him. Well, gee, that works pretty well for George Zimmerman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's crazy because the police
confront anybody, and then if they fight back,
then you just shoot them.
Yeah.
So that's great. If you're the guy with the gun, that's great.
I do hate that Trayvon gets lumped with the Michael Browns because, you know, another cop shootings because George Zimmerman isn't a fucking cop.
And if you remember that story, I feel like this is such a constant refrain too, is when someone is wronged or killed like Trayvon Martin, all of a sudden, all these things come out. Oh my God, look what he did there. He obviously deserved it. You know, it's like a rape victim and she's wearing this and she slept with that guy. And I don't know, it's just sickening how normalized that stuff
Trayvon
is.
Trayvon was suspended from school 3 times in the months before he was shot dead. The October before.
I was suspended more than that.
He was caught with a flathead screwdriver and 12 pieces of women's jewelry, which he said did not belong to him.
Okay, but did he ever almost kill someone? No.
Well, I mean, just to answer the guy's thief aspect.
But I mean, that's fine.
I'm just curious.
I didn't remember that. I do remember that some things were brought up that were so heinous about Trayvon Martin that, oh my God, thank God someone put him down, even though he's walking to his dad's house.
Why are they using that picture of him? Use this picture of him. Because that changes the scenario.
I don't know why. It originally became this big thing. It ends up being about the Second Amendment and stand your ground. Or I guess he says it wasn't stand your ground and that Martin or Zimmerman was in fear of his life. But Trayvon Martin never beat anyone within an inch of their life before. Did he ever? I mean, I don't recall exactly.
That's the thing. None of that stuff matters because he didn't know any of that about him.
No. He knew what was in his mind, that he was a thief, that he's got something in his waistband. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, he built up this big thing in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they told him, look, stay away. The cops are on their way over there. But no, he couldn't do that because he wanted a confrontation. And I never believed that he was really injured that badly either. I thought that was bullshit.
He had that scratch on his head.
Ugh. And that reminds me, as far as, you know, people digging shit up, I was reading about the pedo guy case, which, yeah. You know, it's still kind of amazing that this guy got nothing because Elon Musk's investigators were actually going through his garbage.
Yeah,
and they took bags and bags of his garbage looking for some evidence of him being a pedophile. And I didn't know that he called him a child rapist in this interview.
Yeah,
that the guy said, are you sure you want to say that? And he said, absolutely, yes. You know, he was with this girl when she was 12 years old.
What do pedophiles throw away in the garbage? What evidence of pedophilia is there in the garbage?
I don't know.
What they expect to find there?
Written confessions.
And another thing about pedophiles, why is it always 30,000 images on their computer?
I know. How many fucking images do you need?
Yeah, can you make do with like 4?
That reminds me about.
I don't know. I'm just. Why is it so much of it?
Rolling Stone had a story.
I've looked at 30,000 images of porn, like legal porn.
Oh, come on, yeah, yeah.
No way. It takes me like 4 seconds. Tom.
Yeah, me neither.
Rolling Stone had a story today. It really sort of lines up with some of the stuff we're talking about. It's a true crime story about a girl named Bianca, and she was. She had some problems. She was 13, 14 years old, and she's going on 4chan and, you know, sites like that, you know, is the last place. And, you know, look, the horse left the barn a long time ago, and there's no stopping this stuff. But what happens when a girl goes on 4chan, it's mostly guys. It's not a place where really – I would want my daughter to be.
Yeah.
On 4chan, if I had a daughter, because
I don't want my son on 4chan either.
No, I wouldn't want anyone.
I don't want you on
4chan,
Drew.
I don't want to be on 4chan, but she goes on there, and I didn't really, I don't really understand this. I, having read about it, it makes a little more sense to me. But 4chan, because they have so many males on 4chan, when anyone who is, you know, a good-looking female goes on 4chan, they immediately are orbited by all these guys who just. You know, it's like a just a giant internet magnet to these girls.
Yeah.
And she starts meeting these guys on 4chan, and they call them orbiters because they do. They just orbit these girls, and a lot of them are very young, and they're very blown away by the attention they get because they're 14 or 15. And look at, you know, I go to school, nobody pays any attention to me. I go on 4chan, and look at all these guys, and they just want me, and they love me. And it's overwhelming to a girl that age, and I understand it. Why wouldn't they enjoy the attention? Yeah. Although it's a pretty twisted kind of attention. It's attention. So anyway, a lot of these guys too, not necessarily in her case, but they'll start sending these girls money or gifts or, you know, all kinds of things, and the hope is that the girl will send some photographs back.
Right.
And they do frequently. And then when the girls do anything the guy doesn't like at all, they'll then it's dox them. And, you know, if they've got nudes, it's like, phew, send it out.
Yep.
Put it out there, make it go viral, which is just completely insane. The girls are underage in the first place, but that's what goes on. So she meets this guy named Rob on 4chan.
I know the story.
And she falls in love with this guy. Well, kind of in love, I guess. Anyway, she keeps running away from home. She's 15 to be with this guy who's 18. And cops keep looking for her because her mother says, yeah, I think she's left with that guy. And they send her back home. And she throws herself in front of a car to get hit by a car because she's so upset because she can't be with Rob. They decide, you know, something's really wrong with this girl. They institutionalize her briefly. He dumps her because she's messaging with all these other guys on 4chan. He puts out nudes of her, by the way. Police are called. He threatens suicide. So then she won't cooperate with the police because she's afraid this Rob guy is going to commit suicide. Who put out nude pictures of a 15-year-old girl? Now, I don't understand. Who cares if he's going to commit suicide? Who cares if she cooperates? Shouldn't they just prosecute him anyway?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that seems so simple to me. Anyway, she keeps running away to Rob so often that they put an ankle monitor on her. She cuts it off, runs away, and finally they go, you know what, we got to put you in this mental health facility. This is insane. She comes home in February of 29 from the mental health facility. She finishes high school, and she goes back to this guy she used to know on 4chan named Devin Ward.
Yeah.
And that ends fairly quickly, and she meets this guy named Brandon Clark, Brandon Clark.
Never trust Brandon.
And this guy is very troubled, as are a lot of people on 4chan. I'm not trying to pick on people on 4chan. His father was in prison. His mother was in trouble. He ends up in foster care. Friends said that he was a very obsessive kind of kid. He was like, he got into Pokemon, and all of a sudden, everything was Pokemon. He gets into 4chan. Everything's 4chan. So all his time on 4chan, he's just very obsessive. And he also gets into something called Lolicon.
Lolicon. Oh, heard, man, let's add this to our lingo. What is Lolicon?
I don't really know what Lolicon is, but it's apparently
invention of,
isn't it young? It's a lot of young Japanese girls, I think.
Oh, really?
Or Asian girls. I think that's what they said. And in fact, he starts messaging these young, he's, I think, 16 or 17. He starts messaging these 12 and 13-year-old girls, and he wants photos of them. I mean, it's just this creepy, creepy stuff. It's like, oh, God. I mean, I felt sick reading this thing. So then, meanwhile, Bianca's into him, the girl, who, by the way, is very artistic, and I saw some of her artwork, and it's really very pretty cool. She's also
cute,
beautiful.
Cute girl,
she's
yeah.
gorgeous. Did you see her modeling pictures?
No.
Modeling pictures?
No. Oh, unfortunately, the
Rolling,
pictures.
Roll, check out the Rolling Stone article. There's some. Yeah. There's a picture of her where she's, oh, my God, she's just beautiful. And you can't understand, why is this girl so mixed up? What's wrong with her? Now, she does have some problems with depression, and that's understandable, but.
Get her offline.
Well, yeah, it's.
Believe me, I mean.
I know, please, the 4chan thing just seems insane, and the orbiters and these guys and the anger that they get when they don't get the attention they want, or she gives them attention, and then she doesn't give them attention, or she gives someone else attention. and they go ballistic. And it's just this constant circle of insanity, and plus the nude pictures. Oh, holy shit.
Modeling pictures are really good.
I know. It's unbelievable. Maz, check out the modeling pictures.
I've been looking.
Girl.
It's killing me.
I don't think you saw it.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
You sure?
Okay, yeah,
you seem more interested in your phone.
I'm reading the Rolling Stone with you. You notice? I am reading the story.
Is that what
with
you've been
you.
Doing the whole time? Yes. You've been on your phone? You've been on your phone for a long time. Yeah, before we were even talking about it, you were reading about
it. The whole time.
That skirt in that photo, is that like a tough functional skirt to use if you have to go to the bathroom because it's just like five big buttons going up the front?
Let me see.
I don't see this as the lifter skirt.
Oh, okay.
Let me see the. Wow. Honestly, she's incredibly
very,
beautiful.
Very pretty girl.
So this Brandon Clark.
One so he's handsome, bitch. Too.
What's that?
What's he look
he's
like?
He's handsome, too.
Oh, he's handsome? He's a schlub. He's a complete schlub. Did you see the picture of him?
Yeah.
Look it up.
He's a dolt.
Oh, God. Nice hair.
He's also 21, and he's just a scary, ugly-looking guy. I can't imagine why she was even in contact with this guy. But he wants to take her to see Nicole Dahlenganger.
Who's that?
Concert? I have no idea. I've never heard of her. So he's going to take her to Queens. And he promises he'll drive her back to Utica because her mom's concerned. But she says, okay, she's going to have fun. It's her first concert. But this guy's 21, and if you paid any attention to him online, you would say, oh, my fucking God, I don't want my kid anywhere near this guy. He's the guy who's going after these 12-year-olds on Lollicon or whatever the hell it is. So there's one problem, and that's that Clark keeps insisting that Bianca is his girlfriend. He's obsessive about her now, like he was about so many other things. She doesn't feel that way. She's made it clear, but he pays no attention to that, and he keeps getting upset about these other orbiters on 4chan. And she does talk to people. Anyway, so they go to the concert, and she's expecting to come home and kind of tiptoe through the house and get in bed at 2 in the morning or whenever they get back. But that doesn't happen because she never gets home. Because at 6:03 a.m. the following morning, Brandon Clark posts a picture of Bianca with her throat slit and blood everywhere on Instagram and Discord and a couple other places. And by the way, the pictures are still all over the place. And Instagram says, oh, I just can't get them down. It's crazy. We tried so hard. And the police in the case said, you know what? We really don't think Instagram gives a fuck about this. We don't think they've really tried that hard at all because people are torturing the family with these pictures of her with her throat slit and forcing them to look at them. In fact, there was one. I'm like, wait, this is really a thing? Are you kidding me? It's called a cum tribute. Ugh. Where people are sending like to her mom going, hey, I got a tribute to Bianca. She opens it up and someone has ejaculated blood on a picture of Bianca with her throat slit.
Nice.
And mom opens that up. Isn't that nice? Hey, here's your cum tribute. Who the fuck
can't
ever
they
thought
track
of it?
Those people down through their email?
I know, Mark. It makes me crazy, but it's just, you know, it is what it is, I guess.
How about Instagram?
I guess Instagram tried really hard, but
yeah, I was just gonna say that. Yeah.
So then it's
God forbid if you have a nipple on Instagram.
So anyway, it turns out at the concert, Bianca and Brandon met another online friend named Oipu. It's like, Oipu? Nice. Who the fuck is Oipu? O-I-P-U. And Bianca starts messaging her friend saying, oh, Oipu, he's gorgeous and he smells
That's
so good.
That's a great name.
Blah, blah, blah. And so Clark, the dolt, leaves to get rolling papers. And apparently she kisses Oipu. I can't believe I have to say this stupid name. And Clark sees this and he's very upset about it. And Oipu says from that point on, he was just combative and nasty and, you know, and being very rude to her. And of course, it is kind of rude. You go to a concert with this guy and she makes out with this Oipu guy. Anyway, what the fuck?
You know, come on, look at the
guy,
though.
Did they have a fight prior to that?
I know.
The guy, though. Come
on. They had a fight prior to that, didn't they?
They're not dating by,
right,
you know.
I know.
She's not in love with him. He's obsessed with her and she's not at all obsessed with him.
If anything, she's doing him a favor by going to the concert with him. She can be with whoever she wants.
He posts this slit throat thing at 6:03 a.m. Then at 7:30 a.m., after this picture is just going all over the place, at 7:30 a.m., they get a 911 call from Brandon Clark, her date.
He's not Brandon. He's Brandon.
Brandon. Yeah. And Clark gives his location and reports a murder-suicide. And he says, oh, by the way, I'm an organ donor. And I've got to go do the suicide part of the murder-suicide. Bye.
Okay, see you later.
And
do it.
I know.
Do it.
He hangs up, and the cops arrive at the site where he called from and immediately notice a fire. And he's burning his laptop and his hard drive. He set them on fire.
Who cares? He's going to commit. He's going to kill himself. Do that part first. Kill yourself first and then light it all on fire.
Exactly. And then he is spray painted, "May you never forget me."
Oh, I would have washed that away. The first thing I would do is just scrub that away.
Why would we never forget this asshole?
Pussy.
And he is also live streamed on Instagram, I believe, himself slitting his own throat.
Not good enough.
And that wasn't good enough. He took a selfie of himself and put ashes to ashes.
Ooh.
I mean, what? How stupid is this?
He did a terrible job gutting his own neck, by the way.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't go deep enough.
So he survives, and
God, he's so deep.
Unless it comes to knives.
The next day, police question Brandon Clark, and they say, you know what, he really wouldn't talk about the crime, he wouldn't give us what we wanted to know, we had to investigate to find that out, but he was very interested in talking and asking about the TV coverage of his murder-suicide. You know, was he getting a lot of TV coverage, what were they saying, blah, 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 which, I mean, oh, God. I mean, it just gets worse and worse. So then more posts on Instagram and Discord reveal that
Brandon
had wanted the world to know that he was not just another one of Bianca's orbiters. He's in control and he was not to be fucked with. And of course, Oi Poo fucked with him. And now we know what happened.
How much control is he in now? How's that working
just,
out for
just
him?
As much as I want him to be.
Yeah.
You can't do this to me. This is what will happen. You know, that sort of thing. So the police determined that, and I couldn't believe this, that Brandon and Bianca had actually had a sexual relationship. And I'm like, what? She's so hot. He is such a loser. But he's a 21-year-old, and he's on 4chan. And
it hurts so much to know that no one is clicking me or liking me. They might have no opinion. I can't live with that.
Police also say the gory death photos of Bianca went viral and that they just cannot be stopped. And I mentioned the cum tribute. And I don't know. It's just so
sad.
Instagram says, "We're trying to better detect harmful images." That's kind of their statement. Generally, they're
here's
all
the ashes,
all
the ashes
statement.
Picture.
Oh, let me see. I see it.
I'm fucking stupid. Anyway, his defense, it appears, is going to be extreme emotional disturbance. And the idea being that he saw her kissing Oipu, and therefore he had this almost like a crime of passion.
No way. No jury will buy that.
Cops say no.
They haven't been together that long. They weren't dating.
No, and there's a whole record of them conversing and him being...
crime of passion, it took him, at least 6 hours afterwards?
Not only that...
Is there a time limit on crime of passion?
Yes, I think so. Not only did it take all that time, he had all the tools he needed...
Oh, how convenient.
...to kill her and to kill himself. And they feel that this is very close to being premeditated, if not premeditated. And in the end, the upshot is... They feel like they can get 25 years for second-degree murder. 25 years.
He should get the death penalty.
He's 21. He'd be out at 46. Oh, unless he gets parole sooner. I'm amazed how often I see this where it's like, oh, my God, that's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. And it's like, yeah, he's going to serve 16 years. Or he served 16 years. What?
What a joke.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? Ah, so disappointing.
Can they add stuff on, too, for... posting those pictures, or is it?
I don't. It can't I know. Be. I,
or is that just a violation of Instagram's terms and services?
I think it is a social media violation. And
shouldn't that?
Is
that a free speech violation? I don't.
It seems so fucking obvious to me that you can't do that, and that it's. They probably didn't even throw him off Instagram. This is so funny about this.
Once again, Aunt Becky's going to get more time than this guy.
She probably will.
We should start keeping track of all the people Aunt Becky's going to get more time than.
You know what I was thinking about today, and you're making the same point, was the guy, the grandfather, who lost his granddaughter on the cruise.
Oh, man.
Because he didn't know the window was open.
Brandon and I hate it.
Terrible story.
I know. We talk about the story a lot.
It's just the most horrible story. And he says that he's colorblind and he couldn't tell whether the window was open or closed. He assumed all the windows were closed. Anyway, I don't know. Why are they taking this guy?
I don't know. They're it's just charging him.
Anyway, they think this guy is talking about doing a plea now where he would have to plea to, I forgot what exactly he'd plea to, and there's a chance that he won't get any time. But they said, you know, if they were to convict him of what he's charged with, he would get something like 3 years. And I was thinking, oh, so he'd do more time than Tekashi 6ix9ine. Come on.
What? He did an interview on CBS this morning, and he just said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they do to me.
They can't punish him anymore.
Hey, total bloop fact about that case. Every time they show him with the girl, with his granddaughter, and the Charlie Brown statue. That's at Yost Ice Arena in Ann Arbor.
Really? What's he doing there?
What's he doing up there?
Are they from here?
No, he's some other pictures. This is weird. They appear to be Notre Dame hockey fans, so I'm sure he...
What's he doing up there?
To Ann Arbor for...
You know, you guys should call that lady that wears the badge, the cruise badge. Doesn't she wear it like every day?
The one that throws her weight around.
We've tried,
that's a good
idea. We've tried like four stories, and they just keep blowing us off.
But this story is...
Did she decide she didn't like us?
No. We call them, and it just so happens that they're always out on a cruise when we call them.
Well, you want a dollar up anyway?
We should take a shot at her.
What's her name?
Oh, boy.
Give me a second.
She's the big. She throws her weight around. She got the lifetime pass because she went on 200 cruises, and then it turns out the staff has to just kiss her ass nonstop. And she said, "Yeah, I spend most of my trip with the staff." Well, yeah, the staff has to, you know, she's this superstar with this giant special badge that only like I think only three people have ever gotten in the world. I think she wears it on land.
Is
by the
her
way.
Husband too?
Yeah, Bernard and Janice.
Yeah, they both have the badge. She wears it on land. He doesn't.
She wears it while she's gardening.
Allegedly.
Who did the real version of this? The really bad one, the original?
Oh, wait. Bobby. Is it Bobby somebody?
Bobby misses. No, it's not. Bobby Ryder?
No.
Bobby V?
Damn it, I used to play this on WRV.
I don't know why it's not popping up.
It must be on another cruise.
This version's terrible. Let's just try all the versions.
Is it Dion?
Original.
Hi. Yeah,
is that another number? Is it Frankie Ford? It is Frankie Ford.
You're right.
Hi, Janice. It's the Drew and Mike show, and we were hoping to talk to you. There's a case involving a cruise and a window left open and someone being injured. We know you've been on more cruises than anyone, and we thought maybe you could give us some feedback and information on the cruise world and how this goes.
Did they hang up on us?
I don't know what happened there. What did happen there? What the hell happened?
It ran out of tape on the machine that no one has anymore.
Okay, bye.
Hey, the other true crime story we really haven't talked about is the Tessa Majors killing, stabbing in New York.
Yeah.
It's very Mystic River.
It's really weird, and then now there's a whole new angle that she was buying pot.
I know.
Which, so what? Who cares what she was doing? You don't deserve to be robbed and stabbed.
Why did that come out, or why are they talking about that?
It's alleged that someone in the police department said that, but, I mean, it's a moot point.
So it was okay for this guy to kill her because she was buying pot?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what she's doing there. And now today, you know, they had the 13-year-old arrested, and a 14-year-old was on his way to the police station to talk about it, who was involved.
Yeah.
And he was being driven by a family member. He escaped the car being driven by a family member. He jumped from the car.
Jesus.
And I'm sitting there going, is that really an escape, or did that person let him out?
It probably wasn't the most difficult escape.
The phrase they used was he bolted from the car.
That sounds right.
That story's so awful.
She's really
sweet
pretty.
Girl and a 13 and a 14-year-old. Ugh, what are they doing out there?
Yeah, it's in Central Park, right?
Well, they were out there intentionally to rob somebody.
Yeah, they admitted, the 13-year-old admitted.
They wanted to get some cash. And they took it too far.
Piece of shit.
Before we finish today, I want to mention that we're on merchandise available at the Drew and Mike store. The Amazon portal is open.
The Amazon portal's been killing it. Thank you, everybody. Yeah.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah.
I keep praying for the Amazon portal.
About a 40% increase, I would say.
And also, the other day I mentioned
$100 to $140.
Hope for 25,000 likes on Facebook for the new year, or for Christmas. And I think we're about 800 short, so it'd be nice if you follow us and you haven't liked us, or if you've never liked us on Facebook and you want to see Facebook Live. See, have you seen what the studio looks like? You know, a lot of our audience probably has never seen our studio.
It's probably not as good as, what's his name's?
Who?
The guy we talked to earlier.
Matthew Black?
Matthew Black's studio.
Oh, well, Matthew Black. How are you going to meet with Matthew Black?
And have we had many comments on the beautiful Christmas tree in the studio? With,
you know,
We put a different topper on
it's
it
like
every day.
It's a perfect Charlie Brown tree.
Yeah.
Just a little thing. It's got some nice lights on it. It looks very nice.
What's the topper on it today, Mark?
The topper is D-Bat.
Oh.
The new baseball training facility.
Nice.
On the west side.
Oh, the training facility. I saw a beautiful bat come in here today.
Yeah.
Where can you buy those beautiful bats?
Apparently at D-Bat.
At D-Bat?
D-Bat. Just go to D-Bat Detroit on Facebook. It's a baseball academy. Softball academy.
Oh, softball too, then.
DBatDetroit.com.
Oh, so
that one could be trouble. Spine giving chase. So is Young. And oh, look how they massacred my boy.
Have you guys watched that show? I know I asked you probably 10 times already. Have you watched like season 2, 3, whatever the hell it's up to?
No.
No?
Nifty grab. You, fires over the second, and you complete me.
I watched the first two.
That was it?
Meh. Yeah.
I watched it.
I know people love it.
The reason I was going to mention, too, that if you want to write us a review on Facebook, that's great. If you just like us, that'd be fantastic. If you write a review, that'd be nice, too. And then also on iTunes, we have about 4,600 reviews, I think. And, of course, every now and then some clown gives us a crappy review, and we need to get, like, 50 five-star reviews to make up for it. So the more the merrier. Yeah, just got another crappy one. The last one.
What?
The last one, I think he gave us 5 stars, but he said, I think they're cobbling together living in the... What did they say? Because Janet Dahl said we're cobbling together living, but he said something similarly shitty like that. And then yesterday, I just happened to go on Chartable because I saw our rank was in the comedy world. You know, it's weird how on radio you get ratings every 30 days.
Yeah.
It used to be every 90 days. You knew nothing for 90 days, and then you find out and go, oh, fuck. And you got to wait 90 days until it's better.
To change something, yeah.
Yeah, and then you can be like, hey, we're on top of the world. And then 90 days, find out that, oh, fuck, we're not on top of the world at all. I mean, it's really strange. And we had a great run.
How many down books could you guys possibly have had?
We didn't know. But when you can't just go up all the time. I mean, sometimes you go down, sometimes you go up. But we were very fortunate. It worked out very well for us. But it was very strange still that you only find out ever so often, at the most every 30 days. And people in smaller markets may find out twice a year what the ratings are. Now I can find out every day, and it's insane. It's like, I almost wish I couldn't.
You're addicted to finding out.
At first it is.
It hurts so much to know that no one is clicking me or liking me. They might have no
opinion.
It's
like a little girl.
I can't live with that.
At first it is addictive, and you're like, How many? It re-updates every 2 hours. I can find out how many more people listen. And you get over it, though, after a while. It's like, it seems like we land between here and here. And it's exciting when you have a good day. And when you have a bad day, it's like, well, there's another one tomorrow. So what's the big deal? Sort of like 162-game baseball schedule.
Yep.
Anyway, we get a lot of... And I look at other people and see how many people review their shows. And it's always nice to have a lot of reviews. It looks good. And... anyway, so
there's
I'm on there.
There's kids out there that love this stuff.
And I see, there's a bunch of new reviews. I wonder what people are talking about. And this one was at the top, and I see someone else has reviewed since then, so I'm happy it's not on top anymore because Josh came in and said, love this show, listen every day. But before that, it's eek. If you like listening to a 60-year-old guy that looks like Crypt Keeper making fun of 15-year-olds and critiquing women for being hot or not, this is the show for you.
Boom! Hot take!
Used to love the show and listen for many years, but lately it's turned into a daily troll session in Drew's basement.
Really? All right, I wonder... Do,
Thank you,
C-Money09.
Like when there's something like that where someone's listened for a long time and then...
I don't believe that. I don't always believe that.
But one thing did it when they got really
Greta
mad...
Greta Thunberg? It's got to be Greta Thunberg, I figured. 15-year-old?
Which...
How many 15-year-olds are we talking about?
Maybe we make fun of my kids. Maybe they don't like that.
I love your kids.
Maybe they don't like that.
When do we make fun of your kids?
Yeah, I don't make fun of them.
In front of you.
I'm just joking. He said a 15-year-old. It was Abby. Abby's a 15-year-old.
But you know what? Maybe it is Greta. And
I think it is.
We have to put this disclaimer out there. It's not the message. It's the messenger.
How dare you?
Oh, no. I think we've made that clear, but... But still, Greta Thunberg is such a lightning rod. You know, it's like George Zimmerman. You think, God, I can't think of anybody who would defend George Zimmerman. But,
that's definitely
one person does. And this person, apparently. And by the
rest,
way,
what was the rest of the review? Or was that the end of it?
Just that if you like listening to a 60-year-old guy that looks like a crypt keeper making fun of 15-year-olds and critiquing women for being hot or not, this is the show for you.
Did they put their name?
Yeah, well, C-Money09.
I don't know who's C-Money. I mean, I don't really care. I don't want to dox the guy or anything.
Who gives a fuck?
I just figured that's got to be, it's got to be Greta Thunberg. Because that's usually what I, usually when I see a shitty review, I'm like, oh boy, what pissed this person off? And I suspect, only because when it first came up and we had a ball with the drops and piling into Greta, although I think the first time that came up, we did say that, hey, I don't disagree with her. I just have a hard time listening to her. Mm-hmm. How dare you? And since then, actually, I think she's shown a fairly sense of humor. And I sympathize.
She's actually, yeah, really funny.
I don't think, it's hard for me to believe that she's really in control of this
whoever's
ship.
Controlling her Twitter is actually kind of funny.
Well, now she's got a new movie coming out next year, documentary. So, I mean, she's not going away.
It's not all about
her
either.
We will never forgive you.
Because I don't think you can just skip school and protest every Friday without people allowing you to. And
I should be back in school.
Travel the world without people helping you. And, you know, either way, it's neither here nor there. I don't disagree with her message. It's a little dramatic. But I don't like – it's just like David Hogg. For the most part, I didn't really have a problem with David Hogg. His school was shot up. Mm-hmm. He was disappointed in the whole gun issue, and it certainly is a thorny issue, to say the least. His personality is unforgivable.
Hey, if you're out there, fuck you.
There you go.
Sorry.
They're pathetic fuckers. Give me the fucking phone. Our parents don't know how to use a fucking democracy. What sick fuckers are out there? You want to see more fucking money? What type of shitty person does that? We're not going to let that fucking happen.
Cameron
fuck
really
you.
Should have been the face of that.
What people say about me? Fuck no. I'm fucking 17. So, when your old ass parents like, I don't know how to send an iMessage, and you're just like, give me the fucking phone, and you take it, and you're like, okay, let me handle it, and you get it done in 1 second.
So I can't. Sorry. Besides Greta Thunberg and David Hogg, I can't. Have we made fun of a lot of 15-year-olds?
No,
no,
I don't think so. Anyway,
you know, we forgot to congratulate Hope Solo's butthole.
Oh yeah, she's expecting twins.
Gross.
You know that thing is such a mess. It's only going to get worse. Wait, not our complainer, is it?
What?
No, it's Jim Bentley.
Oh, it's Bentley. Okay.
I thought
you found C Money.
No, I was looking at her Instagram.
That's probably what C Money looks like, I guess. Maybe it was Bentley. Bentley was trolling someone on Twitter today.
What? Really?
Yes. Do you want to hear?
Bentley's got more. He's got 2,200 followers. I didn't even know he was on Twitter.
He wrote
202,000 followers?
No, 2,200 followers.
Who's Michael Rothstein?
He's the Lions beat writer for ESPN.
So
I saw this one.
Rothstein tweets out, "So, recording a podcast tonight. What questions do you have?" And Jim wrote, "My question is, if you're the expert, why are you asking Twitter for content?"
You gotta pay the troll toll. If you wanna get into that voice hole, you gotta pay the troll toll to get in.
Did he respond?
No, I guess he's right, though. It's like doing a sports show and just taking callers. Right? You're not doing anything.
Dick.
Which reminds me.
I don't. Generally asking the audience to provide content or.
Yeah, it's lazy.
It is kind of lazy, in my opinion. It's like, first of all, you should be able to glean what people are talking about. It's not that hard.
And that reminds me, I totally forgot about the fight he sent over.
Oh.
Brandon, go to Twitter. Do @_.
What's the fight about?
You'll see. @LAWRETT. Yep, that's it. And then you'll see the
fight. Is this a local high school fight again?
I don't know when it was posted.
Count on Bentley for this local high school content.
What are you doing?
Wait, hold on. Time out. What happened to her pants?
Exactly. Well, it's a dress.
She's
and the
nude.
Dress gets hiked up, and she's totally nude. This girl's ass is hanging out. And it's
They're
about
all...
six women fighting in a fast food lobby.
They're all losing their wigs, too.
Wow,
those are some titties.
Wow, she is.
Titties are hanging out. Ass is hanging out.
Bottomless.
Yeah, but and she's still throwing haymakers. Everybody around the perimeter is filming.
Oh my god!
Not bothering to break it up.
I've never seen a nude fight like this.
Yeah, she's not even remotely concerned about the fact that she has no bottoms on.
She likes the way the air feels.
Or this
like,
girl.
What's her name? What's that singer last week?
Their boot.
That had the no pants on at the Laker game? What was her name?
Oh, Lizzo.
She had no butt.
No butt.
No butt in her dress.
There you go.
But even when that, when she kind of simmered down from that fight and was standing on the side, she didn't bother pulling her dress down because she liked the way it felt on everything. You know, it feels nice having a breeze down there.
They were throwing down.
That nice? That was a good fight. Better than yesterday's fight.
What was, do we know it was over, though?
No, it doesn't matter. Doesn't really matter. Probably an order.
It'd be fun to find out. Okay.
This here is breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news. And shit.
Booming.
Antonio Brown has tweeted an hour ago.
I had no idea where he had breaking ABNN news.
He tweeted, album teaser, hashtag stay tuned, hashtag no white women 2020, hashtag cab records. So he's going to put on an album. And then he put this picture, which is, it looks like an election photo. Can you pull it up for him, Brandon?
It says no more white women.
No more white women 2020, the picture of his face. At that picture.
What? What?
Apparently he's going to put on an album called No More White Women 2020.
His wife is white.
Is this a joke?
His girlfriend's white.
His baby mama.
His baby mama.
Well, that's why he's saying it, because he's done with her.
But he's not putting on an album, is he?
It says album teaser, hashtag stay tuned.
And the album's called No More White Women.
2020. Cab Records, baby.
Guess that's all the whites can hope for these days.
Now, what's interesting, if
he
you
can't
scroll
possibly
down,
really want to play football. He not, can't possibly. Not, the stuff he's posting he is so stupid. He could have come back. He still could if he would shut up.
He can't help himself.
No, yeah. I don't think he can.
He also had two tweets that violated Twitter rules that were pulled down.
About what?
I don't know. They were pulled down. And then, he's got another one yesterday. The album is coming out this winter. Just wait on it.
He's bizarre.
Well, he's excited. He's been interesting, I have to say. Can't deny that. That reminds me, I was really just kind of blown away to see that Janoris Jenkins calls somebody a retard. And I think he did twice, actually. And then he was told, dude, you can't do that. Was that on Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay. He said, you can't do that. You got to apologize. And he said, no. I will not apologize. That's a word that we use, and me and my friends use that word. It's not offensive.
Well, you and your friends can keep using it. Don't use it on Twitter and apologize because people were bothered by it.
So then the Giants cut him.
Yeah.
They cut him.
Yeah. He's...
And from what I understand, they made quite an effort to convince him that, you know, you have to apologize for this. And he said, nope, I will stand on this hill. To the rest of my life, I will not apologize. I will not promise you I won't even use the word again. And they said, okay, you're cut. And has someone else signed him?
The Saints.
The Saints already signed him?
He went from worst to first.
Okay, so has he said that he's not, anything about using the word, or has he planned to just fill up New Orleans with the word retard?
He's not going to apologize. This is the best thing that's ever happened to him.
Yeah.
But are the Saints okay with him saying retard?
Apparently.
Well, he didn't do that on their watch.
He said it as a Giant.
But he said it a week ago, and he didn't apologize. So.
Well, but wouldn't you think, okay, with Antonio Brown, see, that's what he's on the Patriots now, so all that previous behavior doesn't matter, even though he should have been punished for most of it. And then, of course, he starts fucking off with the Patriots and screwing them over. It just seems like they would have come to an agreement, if nothing else, that you won't say this anymore. Or that we're okay
He's going to be asked by the New Orleans media.
Oh, of course.
That's the first thing they're going to say.
Don't you hope he says it in a way? Don't you hope?
Kind
of. Just to see what happens. Just say it.
How good a player is Janoris Jenkins right now?
He was good.
He was very good. I remember the Lions.
He's injured.
Well, why would they pick him up?
I guess they think he's still better than Eli Apple.
I mean, when he was healthy, was he a good player when he was healthy recently?
Not one time.
No. I remember when he was really good.
Not recently.
Okay. I'm kind of surprised the Saints signed him, to be honest.
I kind of am, too.
Well, they need him because they need depth, and they don't give a shit, you know, what kind of character he is. They want to win the Super Bowl. It's not a sports podcast. I know. They want to win the Super Bowl. They don't give a shit about his character. That's what I've said. He's a backup, and he's there to help them.
Well, I still feel like if someone in the NFL cut someone over something like that, if someone else is going to re-sign them, they have to at least come to an agreement that either, hey, you can say retard all day on our team, or that you're not going to say this anymore. I mean, one or the other has to happen.
Yeah. He is retard.
But that reminds me of something else, and that's the Jay-Z story. The Diddy 50th birthday party, which I was laughing today looking at pictures of the party because everyone's trying to make this badass face like, I'm not having fun. I'm tough. I'm all dressed up for this birth. I'm at a birthday party, but I'm tough. Have you seen party pictures from the party?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Everybody's looking badass. Yeah. And it's all these badass guys standing around, you know, looking badass. But it's a birthday party. Mm-hmm. Why is anyone smiling? Anyway.
It's a badass birthday party.
So Beyonce is on the
girls.
Dance. Beyonce is on the dance floor.
It was his birthday, wasn't it?
Diddy's party.
Diddy's birthday, yeah.
Yeah, 50th. Beyonce's on the dance floor dancing with Kelly Rowlands, which is kind of cool. And some guy is recording it. And if you, I don't know if you noticed this, but there's been a lot of little videos from the party.
Yeah.
Some of them people took themselves. Some of them other people took. Anyway, Jay-Z comes up and rips the phone out of his hand.
Yeah.
And the funny part is that someone is videotaping Jay-Z ripping the phone out of his hand while this guy records Beyonce dancing with Kelly Rowlands.
Meanwhile, there's also about 10 other camera phones.
Yeah,
that are...
I know exactly. That's what I noticed. I'm thinking, what is up with Jay-Z? Why can he rip the phone out of this guy's hand?
Because he's Jay-Z.
Yeah, he's Jay-Z.
So?
I don't know.
Well, there's 10 people recording this. Why is he ripping the phone out of all their hands?
I think the phone was pointed at him. I mean, if you look at him...
And he is right there.
Yeah, he's right there.
He's right next to him.
No, isn't he recording...
No, he's recording...
Well, the story was that he was recording
Beyonce and Kelly Rowland.
Oh, maybe he was doing an upskirt.
Maybe he didn't like that he was right next to her.
That's what I told Drew. He had a good angle.
Well, I think it would make more sense to say, I would rather you didn't record me.
Yeah.
This is Diddy's party. These are Diddy's guests. Or is this a public thing? I mean, I was confused. I'm like, it seems to me if it's a party... Sometimes having a party, it's kind of rude to rip a phone out of someone else's hand when a bunch of people are taping stuff. Or you have an understanding that, hey, these are all cool people, so nobody records anything because these are my friends.
As if.
Well, I mean.
A group of people, someone's recording something, always.
You know, I saw.
They recorded that fight, too.
Multiple celebrity weddings recently where they take people's phones away.
Uh-huh.
What kind of people are you inviting to your wedding?
I
mean, what kind of assholes are on your wedding
list? There's always going to be someone, no matter what.
But I don't want to record anybody at their fucking wedding if they don't want me to.
No.
And if you say you got to take my phone away for me to go, then I would say, you know what? Then I'm not fucking going.
Yeah,
fuck
exactly.
You.
Yeah.
You want to hit the outro, Brandon?
But it's my special day.
Yeah. Well, then you can trust. If you think enough of me to invite me, I think you could trust me to not have to take away my personal belongings. You would think. But
you think that lady wouldn't have danced with her son, triggering his new bride either?
So. I don't know. I got to side with the mother-in-law on that one. I don't understand. Is he not allowed to have any special moments with his mom because it'll hurt her feelings the rest of her life?
Yes.
Her father died like 22 years ago, by the way.
Dad either. Ever.
Mommy.
All right.
Hey, Matt Stafford on the injured reserve list.
Oh, my
man,
God.
Man, this is not a sports podcast.
But I want to get that in.
Nobody cares.
No, but it happened on the same day that they brought both
hot take.
But it's coach not
back,
a sports
GM
podcast.
What are you going to learn?
Please don't bring up minute things on a non-sports podcast.
Okay. Hey, Merry Christmas. I won't see you guys till after the holiday.
Thank you, Mass.
That's right.
Happy New Year.
You know what else I was going to mention?
I wish me happy birthday either.
Happy birthday, January 3rd.
I wish I had a lot more time for this. We don't do shout-outs or birthdays either. Was the Mormon Church, this guy.
Oh, that great story.
I know. He works in the investment arm of the Mormon Church, and he reveals that, by the way, they have $100 billion set aside that were tax-free that they only spend on profitable ventures. And this is all money that is allegedly being used for charitable purposes, except they never use it for charitable purposes. And all I could think of as I was reading that is, why these churches where these people live the life of bazillionaires, why do we allow them to be tax-free? It's just ridiculous.
All I can think of is, at least Scientology spends their money.
Well, they spend it on empty buildings.
Yeah, they spend it, though.
A lot of it. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow.
Jesus. Feel like crap. My wife died.
I put steering columns in Fords for over 50 years. My kids suck. One of them sells cars built by foreigners. I killed a big pile of Koreans in the Korean War, and now I've got Koreans living in the Pilarski's house next door. But I've got that 72 vintage Gran Torino that somebody's stealing.
Hey! Sorry, dude, it's gang initiation.
My next door neighbor's Korean, and wouldn't you know it, he's stealing my only reason to live, my Gran Torino.
Gross! You better see an oncologist, Mr. Kowalski.
The next day, you boo initiation, cousin Tao.
I know. I'm a pussy.
You a dead pussy. Hey, you're Korean and you're on my lawn. Get off my lawn.
Shut up, older man.
I used to shoot f***ers like you in Korea and use them for sandbags.
That milkshake is crazy. I'm out of here.
You saved my brother Tao. We bring flowers.
Knock it off. I just got some jabbering foreigners off my lawn.
The next day, Clint's Korean neighbor is in a Mexican neighborhood.
Hey, bitch, you're in my territory, man.
Wow, another asshole with an Asian fetish.
This bitch needs a leash, man. Oh, shit, it's the old man superhero, man.
Ever come across somebody you shouldn't have with?
Gross, man. Get your blood-coughing, diaper-wearing friend out of here before I kick his wrinkly ass, man.
Get in a truck.
Thanks a lot. You're quite an amazing old bag.
What are you doing in that neighborhood, Sue? Asian girls are supposed to be smart. You Hmong should stick together.
It's Hmongs.
Yeah, whatever. What in the Gran Torino are you Hmongs doing in my neighborhood?
The commies were killing us, so we came here.
You're all right, even though you look different and eat dogs. But Sue, what's wrong with your brother? Is he slow, or is he struggling to adapt to a different culture?
Wow, you become racially sensitive in days. Tao is smart. He just need an old man with nothing to lose to be a role model. Oh, gross!
The next day, it's Walt Kowalski's birthday.
Happy birthday, Dad! Hey, Dad, I've been thinking. Mom's dead. You're almost dead. About to sell the house and move into an old people's home. It's like a hotel. You know, you can play golf.
Get out. Jesus, I hate my kids.
Hey, Walt Kowalski, we having a barbecue.
Well, I'm out of beer, okay?
Hours later.
Hey, this Korean food. I don't hate it, but I killed Korean people. I'm confused. My kids suck, and they're just like me. These Koreans are different, but I like them. They're nice. Hey, there's that Korean kid who tried to steal my Gran Torino. You pussy.
I'm sorry, Mr. Kowalski. I need to make amends. Work for you.
Oh, no.
My mom says I dishonored the family.
Okay, count the birds in the tree. You're good at math.
Go ahead. Insult me.
Okay, go ahead. Mulch my yard.
The next day.
Hey, Tao, you can't mulch my yard the rest of your life.
I need to go to school, so I need money.
Nobody would hire you. You have no balls. Maybe if I can man you up, you could get a construction job.
How do I man up?
To make it in my world, you have to insult people on the basis of race or nationality.
So you'll need to be more racially sensitive. You live next to Koreans, and I need to be more racially insensitive to get a job.
Whatever. Let's see my friend Kennedy about a construction job.
Hey, Kowalski, you dumb Polak.
Look, this kid needs a job.
Well, does he speak English?
What do you think, you drunken Irish goon?
Hey, you start tomorrow.
Okay, kid, here's some tools you need. Good luck.
The next day after work, Tao walks home.
Hey, homie, it looks like a daddy got Tao some tools.
And you leave me alone?
Give him up.
Ow, leave me alone.
Is that your face or an ashtray?
Hey, Tao, what happened to you?
Cousins beat me up. Stole tools.
Where does your cousin live?
123 Main Street. Shouldn't we call the police?
You just sit tight and let Bagel Power take care of these ripped and armed gangbangers.
Okay.
Hey, cuzzy.
Oh, please, oh, don't hurt me.
If I have to come back here, it'll be f***ing ugly.
You'll regret this, colostomy bag of cowboy. Oh, gross, man. You need to see a doctor.
Later at the doctor's office.
Where's Dr. Feldman?
Dr. Feldman retired. I'm a Dr. Chu. You're a pretty f***. You need some test, unless you plan to just, I don't know, die in a blaze of glory or something.
Hours later.
Thank you, Mr. Kowalski.
It's nothing, Tao. I'm 80 and I love wailing on gangbangers. Hopefully they learned their lesson. Jesus, is everyone okay?
Sue, are you okay?
They beat and raped me. Nice going, Walt.
Suddenly, I feel like a man. I'm going to kill them myself.
Calm down, Tao. I've already got blood on my hands. You don't need that. I'm giving you my silver star. Sue, take the keys to my house. They're under the ceramic turtle.
Walt, it sounds like you aren't coming back.
It's crazy. Look, I've got to get a fitted suit, go to confessional, and sacrifice my life for the same people I killed many years ago. Tao, I'm locking you up in the basement.
I want to go. I'm not a pussy anymore. Thanks to you. Let me out.
Any Korean gangbangers in there?
Oh, what is a Tao?
He doesn't have time for you. Anybody got a light for my cigarette?
Oh, no way, old man.
Well, I've got a light here somewhere.
He's a rishi for his gun.
Walt's will is read.
Kowalski family, you can leave. You don't get squat. The house goes to the church, and the Gran Torino goes to Tao von Lohr, as long as he doesn't paint idiotic flames on it like a white trash hillbilly or put a gay spoiler on it.
Yeah!